Tomorrow's News Today.
One of the things that we're not hearing a lot about is the unique potential safety problem of coronavirus vaccines.
And then something changed.
Any vaccine released by emergency use authorization by the FDA is an outstanding vaccine.
J&J's vaccine has a risk of life-threatening blood clots.
When you hear the beep, that's the sound of safety.
So don't overthink it. They're both really good. They're all really good vaccines. Get vaccinated now.
You gotta call now.
If you wait, it's gonna be really too late to protect your child.
If this was your child, what happens next could make it the worst day of your life.
So even though COVID poses zero threat to healthy children,
vaccinate your children.
Do the right thing. Be safe and not sorry.
I'm strongly recommending for adolescents to get their two doses of vaccine and fully immunized after those two doses.
Advanced technology that can help save lives.
This is going to be a long-lasting vaccine.
A few moments later,
we're seeing that two doses is not holding up well for emergency room visits. It's not holding up well for hospitalizations.
Here we go again.
Everyone's going to need a booster. You need that third immunization.
Triple the amount.
Get that third immunization. The two mRNA vaccines were always a three-dose vaccine. I've always said this is a three-dose vaccine.
But I'm not done yet.
That third immunization. The problem is, it's not holding up. So we may have to look at sort of innovative solutions.
Oh God, not this again.
A fourth immunization.
Oh boy.
Just to keep them going. Keep the country going.
We have to consider some out of the box things. A fourth immunization.
Get that second boost. To keep the country going. I've made that recommendation. A fourth immunization.
But I'm still not done.
One semester later.
Unfortunately, the numbers are starting to trend up again. So the hospitalizations are up. And so the most important message that I have this morning is get your new bivalent booster.
Willie and Lise were saying they got their booster, and I was like, oh, I need to get mine. And then I found out they're talking about the third shot. Mm-hmm. And is that the bivalent, or is it the fourth booster, or does it matter?
Don't worry so much about the number of...
There's no wrong way to use it.
You have to get it. This new bivalent booster...
You can double or triple stack them.
The new bivalent one is doing a much better job.
You have to get a booster.
Yeah.
You need to get this new bivalent booster. That bivalent booster for COVID.
But does everyone ages 12 and older need a booster?
The answer is yes.
Yes.
And by the way, if you're over 50 and have gotten two boosters and more than two to four months out, you're going to need a third booster as well, a fifth immunization.
Five!
I don't think we're going to need an annual booster like flu.
Eventually.
Dr. Hotez supports yearly boosters, just like flu.
But I'm still not done!
It looks as though the boosters are not holding up quite as well as we'd like. And I think our thinking is going to change, and that what's going to happen is every, few months, we may need another booster.
Perfect results each and every time.
We just could not overcome that massive disinformation campaign. These fake concepts of herd immunity and discrediting masks.
Well, Dr. Hotez, you are a national treasure.
It is picking off young people like we've never seen.
Dr. Peter Hotez, that was extremely informative.
Disinformation that you're hearing, that kids are fine, it's nonsense. Kids need to get that vaccination.
You healthcare workers have been our saviors.
Watch out for that misinformation.
Dr. Peter Hotez is probably one of the smartest people on this topic.
If you haven't gotten your 5 and ups vaccinated yet, now's the time to do that.
Dr. Peter Hotez, thank you for saving the world.
They also support giving that third immunization for the 12 to 17-year-olds.
People have to feel safe.
Dr. Hotez, you are a voice of reason.
Take down the fake information. These fake concepts of herd immunity. Our last hope is to vaccinate our way through this. Make certain that everybody's vaccinated, including their kids. That's the single most important thing right now the American people have to do.
Dr. Peter Hotez, you're the person that we like to go to for this sort of expertise.
The single most impactful thing you can do is make certain that you're fully boosted and preferably two boosted.
Later.
Monkeypox is a global emergency.
And it's accelerating among a specific social network of men who have sex with men, not because it's sexually transmitted.
Monkeypox is sexually transmitted. Almost.
A lot of people have asked me, why is InfoWars Store at InfoWars Life not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? And the answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality at the lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWars MD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing, but I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWars MD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality formula and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's Monday, June 19th, 2023, and it was about a year and a half ago I sat on air in January 2022 that the entire house of cards concerning the poison shots had come down on top of the globalist, and that they would double down and try to intimidate and threaten Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and that would make people like Joe Rogan dig deeper into the science and find out not only did the shots not work, but they knew they didn't work, and they created the virus, and it erases your immune system, and it's a planet to depopulate. And I said on air, the globalists are so arrogant that they're going to do this and push it, and that will bring them down. It's happened quicker than I thought, though. Number one story in the world. Hundreds of millions of views a day on Twitter alone that I've just been monitoring. I went and checked YouTube, same thing. I'm sure it's everywhere else, Facebook, Instagram. In fact, I know it is. Hundreds and hundreds of millions. When I say hundreds of millions, Joe Rogan's getting hundreds of millions a day himself. Just regular response videos are getting like 10 million, 5 million, and there's thousands of people posting them. And there's all these folks going out, just the general public, and finding all the clips of Peter Hotez, who helped spearhead these poison shots against the American people, and who spearheads calling for the arrest of anyone that doesn't take shots and the arrest of anyone that questions the scientist. And he says, questioning is the opposite of science. Debating is the opposite of science. These are quotes. He just went on MSNBC and said it today. He said, he's got a new one here. In science, you do not debate. In fact, if you had one word that would describe science, it would have to be research, debate. Questioning, and that is what science is, questioning how the universe operates. He's literally attacking one of the three or four pillars of what science is, debate. You could debate which one's the central pillar, but, I mean, three or four pillars here? Reason, research, questioning, debating. But no, he says, you don't debate in science. Okay? All right. So he's saying he's not going to debate Joe Rogan, or he's not going to debate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on Joe Rogan. And then so I thought, you know, why don't we do a deep dive on him? I've already covered him a ton the last 3.5 years of this mass murdering operation. But now we went and dug up some of the official stuff he put out saying it's time to silence and arrest those that question our science. And when somebody who we have joining us in about 25 minutes, just a reporter, like the mainstream reporters do all the time, went to his house, politely talked to him. He said, this is harassment. And now his minions have been calling for criminal charges against the well-known reporter, Alex Rosen, who's busted pedophiles all over the United States. He's very famous for it, one of the top private people doing it. And he has an interest in the head of the children's hospital and the individual that is pushing all these shots on the children who particularly get hurt by them. And so the left loves it when you go to the Supreme Court person's house, justice's house, and say, we're going to kill you. That's good. When you burn down some buildings, that's mostly peaceful. But when you politely go and talk to Peter Hotez, you are the devil. So here's Peter Hotez running to CNBC with its 300,000 viewers at one time to counter, he thinks, in his little white lab coat, his little superhero outfit, the hundreds of millions of views a day, conservatively, on Twitter alone, 95% hating his ass. So it's billion views plus get guaranteed in this debate, this discussion. When Joe Rogan got attacked by him, Peter Hotez put out tweets saying Joe Rogan is part of a fascist coalition that threatens the very republic, and then linked to his further calls for arresting everyone. So Hotez basically calls for Joe Rogan's arrest. We'll show you where he put out public letters calling for people that question him being arrested last year and the year before. And then somebody goes to his house and questions him, and he's harassed, that poor little baby. Look at that disingenuous, predatory smile. Now, I'm not saying Brian Stelter's a pedophile. I have no proof he is. I'm not saying Dr. Peter Hotez is. I'm just telling you, if I was going to cast somebody for a movie about pedophiles that drive around in white vans grabbing kids, I would come to him hat in hand and say, sir, we need you to be the leader of the underground base with the kidnapped children. Now, in reality, he's just a guy that runs a big children's hospital and is one of the head infectious disease people under Fauci, pushing four shots, lockdowns, the arrest of those that don't take them, and taking over our bodies. He doesn't rape children physically with his penis. We don't have any proof of that. He wants to rape them with needles full of GMO concoctions with his little, I wonder if he Porky Pigs it with the little bow tie on there. So you want to have that guy runs a children's hospital. What a nice man. And he wants to put shots in you. He wants to take over your rights. He wants to take over your body. He definitely wants to rape you medically with an experimental injection. I mean, were the black people that were given syphilis, first they just said, oh, we knew they had it and didn't treat them. Came out later, they gave many black men injections of syphilis to watch what happened over 40 years. Were they raping black men? Would it have been better to be physically raped if you were a black man or be injected with syphilis? I would say I'd take the physical rape. But neither one is good. But being given syphilis, a torturous disease that kills you, if not treated very painfully, is worse than physical penetration, being raped. So I would venture that Dr. Peter Hotez is worse than a rapist that would just grab you in a dark alley when you were taking the trash out and pin you up against a wall and hit you on the head with a flashlight and then rape you. That would be painful. It'd be terrible. It'd be scary. But you would get over it with some trauma and some counseling and going to church. But imagine being given something that grows spike protein in your body and erases your immune system and can cause strokes and heart attacks. And this smiling demon runs around and hops around in his bow ties and in his little white lab coats. And you notice when he went on CNBC to say, in science, we don't debate. It's like saying fish don't live in water. Birds don't fly in the air. In football, we don't have a pigskin. Water has nothing to do with H2O. Carbon dioxide has nothing to do with plants. It's like, the sky's not blue at high noon. Earthworms don't live in the dirt. I mean, just the level of total gaslighting. Well, we don't debate in science. I mean, we can't have anybody fighting in the war room like they said in our strength. Gentlemen, you're fighting in the war room. Well, what are you going to do next? We got to have some professionalism and some decorum here. So it's all coming up today, and at the bottom of the hour, in like 15 minutes, we are joined, ladies and gentlemen, by Alex Rosen, who, he's got a nose for people that really want to take your rights and force things on you, and he doesn't like Dr. Peter Hotez very much. But, hey, Doc, I predicted over and over again that when you guys went after Joe Rogan again, that he was going to destroy you. And now it's causing a massive chain reaction that I did foresee. I'm a little bit proud of that right now. And I've really pushed Joe at dinner and in private and visiting him at the comedy club to go on the offense. And he said, I'm going to wait. I'm going to let them keep attacking for a while and see if they try to do, pull something new. And now they're trying to pull new stuff, and they started the fight. So all I can say is, Doc, look at that creepazoid, man. That's a real photo. As creepy as Stelter. They can't hide what's under the surface. Wow. Whoa. We ought to have a contest. What's the creepiest photo of Doctor, I want to take over your medical rights and force GMO into your body. And he runs a children's hospital. Creepy as he gets. I wonder if he'd be friends with Jimmy Savile. He liked hospitals too. Children's hospitals. We'll be right back.
InfoWarsStore.com is like a grocery store or like a vitamin shop. We want to have all the best brands for you. We want to have a bunch of different choices for you. So I get constant questions online and in person. Hey, what's better? Knockout. What's better? Down and out. What's better? Why do you sell two or three different sleep aids? And the answer is different herbal formulas, different compounds are better for different people. So one person might like this coffee, another person likes that coffee. That's how our bodies work. They're all very diverse. But we've been able to private label a national bestseller that's been sold for many years that people love and sell for a lower price under the name InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep. This is a great formula full of amazing safe compounds, give you deeper, cleaner, restful sleep, and it's in stock available right now of 25% off out of the gates. So get your InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You wanted to plug Rainforest. Do you like Rainforest?
Yeah. So my name is Ken Heckenlatley. How do I write all the books that I do? 4 books with Dr. Judy Mikovits, 4 books with Project Veritas Whistleblowers, and now 2 books with Alex Jones. That's because I use Brainforce every day. What I always need is some sort of boost in the morning. And so, I try to exercise, eat well, take good vitamins. But the one thing that I have really found that makes a difference is Brainforce. So I'll take Brainforce in the morning right before I go to my computer, and I'm good for the next 4 or 5 hours writing a whole lot of stuff. So it really is true that Brainforce is something I use every day, and it helps me with my writing.
All right, we love you. We'll be right back. Get your Brainforce Plus, Brainforce Ultra, and Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number 2. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I'm going to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support. Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth, and they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last 6. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay 2 or 3 times. There's 4 or 5 other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest-grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you can get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Let's
have come for our bodies. They've come for our integrity. They've come for our children. And this rat-like creature, there he is. He put that photo out himself. Stelter put that photo out of himself, too. Totally unaware demons. They're evil shining right through. And these predators want control of your life. They want your free speech. Both men agree that they should be able to arrest anyone that disagrees with big corporations. Brian Stelter has held forums. He now works for the World Economic Forum, where he openly agrees that we should be arrested for our speech. We should be forced injected. That's called rape, ladies and gentlemen. And both these men want your speech and want control of your body. This is the type of scum the establishment hires. So I can joke around about this all day, but it's no laughing matter. I have the quotes and the articles right here where he says Simon Wiesenthal called for arresting people for their speech, and these people that disagree with these shots are no less bad than Nazis, and they need to be arrested. Starting to see a pattern here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to read you these quotes coming up. But this is serious business. They're planning new pandemics. They've said they are. They're planning more moves and world IDs. I have it right here. The UN, under the auspice of a world medical ID, they admit officially it'll be the new world currency ID with the ESG tracking everything you do. Here is the actual report. Our Common Agenda Policy Brief 5, a global digital compact, an open, free, and secure digital future for all. Yes, we're giving you freedom. And that's exactly what these other monsters do. They say, oh, it's all about your freedom. That's why we want to arrest you if you don't take shots. That's why we need to make you take shots. That's why we need these fake quarantine centers. Oh, it's a conspiracy this ever. You know, he's a tropical disease expert on government boards. He's out there. Oh, this didn't come out of a lab. Preposterous. And you know he helped develop the SARS so-called vaccines and other cold bug vaccines. And you know why they always pulled him? We got him testifying in Congress 10 years ago and 5 years ago that it's because in the trials, it killed people and it caused the virus to mutate worse. Oh, but suddenly, Dr. Peter Hotez, right as the, quote, pandemic begins, comes out in lockstep with the whole thing. This is a larger global government agenda. And it's all run by the deep state intelligence agencies that work and are owned and live in a revolving door with the military-industrial complex. We'll be getting to this more today. Look at these headlines. Pentagon program hunts those who embarrass, quote, its generals and treat criticizing any military brass as terrorism, and you're listed as a foreign adversary. Want to go read it? The document was marked restricted but not classified, but they're very upset it's public and are asking the public not to share it. Totally illegal. The military being trained against the people. State Department's narrative control unit letting highly ideological activists decide discourse. The State Department decides what's real and what's not, then gives the fact-checking private corporate companies orders on who to censor, all based on frauds. And they say if you say the vaccine doesn't work, you're a liar, but you're right. If they say it's connected to myocarditis, they say you're a liar, but it is. They're there to make sure the truth doesn't get out. That's a weaponized government against you and your very life and that of your children and everyone around you. They're mad scientists. They're coming for our bodies. Now, he tries to walk this around in circular logic. Well, we don't normally debate in science. We publish papers, and then you work to block other papers you don't agree with all the massive funding you've got. But this guy's been intimately involved with Fauci, with major universities in Texas, developing coronavirus vaccines that are mRNA and virus vector. And they did virus vector and mRNA test in the 2014 through 2016 in Texas. And the University of Texas, in a national NIH initiative headed up by Fauci, and this guy was involved in it, they said, don't ever try this on humans. It killed most of the rats. I've covered that ad nauseum. And that's why at the time he went on C-SPAN and said to Congress, this is really dangerous. We can't be giving these vaccines for the common cold to people because they cause major problems and death. I played the clip many times, but that's before somebody had a little talking with the children's hospital director. So, let's go ahead and play a clip of him on MSNBC. Here it is.
Well, it's sad because I said I'm so fed up with the debate me, because it's not really about the debate. If it was about finding out information, as you said, you've already written about vaccines and autism. You've already spoken and written about COVID vaccines. I think you've been on.
And it's all been proven lies. And we played a 5-minute compilation earlier where he changes his story 30 something times in front of your face. 100% effective, 90% effective, 70% effective, 60% effective. You need one shot, you need three shots, you need four shots, you need five shots. Worry about, don't even worry about the number of shots. Just take all the shots. Here, go back to the clip.
Vaccines and autism. You've already spoken and written about COVID vaccines. I think you've been on MSNBC and other channels hundreds of times since the start of the pandemic. People can hear your views and the evidence you bring to this.
One-sided
so they're not
crap.
Interested in evidence, and it saddened me.
While they work to silence us,
who basically has saved lives abroad.
Oh, you're a hero
with the vaccines you've developed.
Well, he's wearing a white lab coat.
Contributed to a culture, a vaccine misinformation culture that has led to the death, as you say, of hundreds of thousands of lives, and yet he's the one being celebrated by tech billionaires like Musk and Jack Dorsey. While you're being smeared and defamed. And I would say, I don't know if you've agreed to debate or not. My advice is not to, and people might find that surprising because I wrote a book about debate.
Yeah, just gaslight.
But I just think there's a time and
don't
a place
debate
for
when
debate.
You're losing.
I don't think a historian
don't debate when you're a liar.
Should debate a Holocaust denier. I think just, you know, that's my analogy here. Like, I don't think these debates between experts and cranks
do anything other than this before. That's what Hotez says.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, there are certain things you debate. I understand what a debate about 18th century Enlightenment philosophy is and debating Rousseau and Bishop Berkeley. I understand what political debates are. But in science, we don't typically do debates. What we do is we write scientific papers. We present our findings in front of a critical audience of our peers to solicit their input.
They're
and
all paid
suggestions.
Off.
But it's, you know, one doesn't typically debate science. Maybe the one-off discussion of evolution versus creationism and that sort of thing, but that's not what we do in science. And so that's problem
that's
number
what
one.
We do.
And problem number two is to debate with RFK Jr. I've discussed this issue with him many times by phone and by email. And the problem is, you know, he just keeps on moving the goalposts. I mean, first it was the measles mumps rubella vaccine that caused autism.
That's enough.
What's that?
I don't want to listen to any more of this guy. They have been proven to be liars about the whole thing. They created the virus. They released it for a giant globalist power grab. It's called Operation Lockstep. You're living in the middle of it. They have a UN world treaty they're trying to push through where the UN controls every major nation state's medical policy and you have no rights under it. And all your medical privacy and autonomy of your body, bodily autonomy, is stripped. They are flagrant. Clear and present dangers to civilization and society. They're part of a biomedical, eugenics, transhumanist power grab, people. Oh, somebody went to his house and talked to him in his yard. This guy wants to come take your kids, put you in a camp, force inject you, put you in jail for your speech. He's on Big Pharma's payroll. He's a disgusting blob in his little suit, his little priest suit, his little white outfit. You don't own me, scumbag. I own my body, you filth. Two amazing nootropics, that means brain power, are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're both 50% off. We haven't offered these for 50% off since last Christmas. These are amazing products, and for those of you on the fence, I want you to try them. Brain Force Ultra hits in 15 minutes, only lasts 3 hours with no hangover. It is a game changer. Nobody's got something close to this. Then our Brain Force Plus is a good, basic, clean nootropic. Gives you 4 to 6 hours of amazing energy, again, with no hangover, no jitters. Both products back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Brain Force Ultra, your Brain Force Plus, and your Turbo Force, all exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And no, you're funding the second American Revolution, 1776 worldwide. The answer to 1984 is 1776. And the answer for energy is Brain Force.
You're going to want to pay attention to what I'm about to say in the next 60 seconds. Two new incredible products are now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. They are both clones of national best-selling products from a major pharmaceutical/supplement maker that are listeners and patriots that are allowing us to private label it at a lower price you'll find in stores. It's Joint Relief Max and Nerve Renew. Both of these have known documented natural compounds to lower pain and to also make your nerves healthier, which is one of the major reasons nerves get irritated and are more inductive to pain. There's major research behind this all. You need to get Joint Relief Max from InfoWars MD and Nerve Renew from InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Introducing them both, 25% off. You'll find them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and they fund their operation. In the short time we have, I can't get into all the incredible ingredients in Superfemal Vitality. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, read about the ingredients, look them up for yourself, and then understand, this is cold-pressed herbs, so it has a more powerful effect on the body. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Supermel Vitality is selling out. It's an incredible formula for stamina, energy, libido. Only a few hundred bottles left. But the good news is we have several thousand bottles left of Superfemal Vitality. That's the same formula. It boosts men. It boosts women. It works great. But women like pink labels. Men like different color labels. So it works for men as well. It's the same formula. It's an incredible formula. And it funds our operation. And here's another important part of the overall information. It's 50% off for a limited time. So get your Super Female Vitality for men and women at InfoWarsStore.com right now for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. Super Female Vitality, 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. When we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, five, six, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
There is a disturbance in the matrix, a glitch in the force. I reverse the metaphors there. I know when I smell New World Order blood in the water, and I've never had it coming this hard and this fast into my face. And in the allegory, I'm a great white shark and they're a little seal. They're in a lot of trouble. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Rogan's probably one of the smartest people I've ever met, probably the smartest. Very cunning, very long-term game guy, knows everything I know and more. And little inside baseball, I've been really pushing him to go on the attack. And he said, no, I'm going to wait till they attack more and give more rope. And he's been quietly getting ready for this. And now the timing, everything is just perfect. It's the number one story in the world. It's reignited the murder of the poison shots, them trying to take over our bodies, putting people in these COVID camps, how they created the virus, all of it, how they targeted our children, where it's deadly to them, even more so than older people. The mass deaths going on, and they had the huevos to now go after him again and RFK Jr. Billions of views total the last 3 days. Hundreds of millions alone, just on what Rogan has said. Our guest, tens of millions of views of what he just did yesterday. And there's hundreds of other people just commenting that have 5 million, 10 million. I can't even keep track of it. And then I went and checked Instagram and Facebook, and there was hundreds of millions of views there for Joe Rogan alone. I mean, it's beautiful. Woo! And it's almost all exposing them and showing the science and how they lied and they're being destroyed. And then Peter Hotez runs to CNBC to say, on science, we don't debate. So I'm going to air this 5-minute piece that's the most devastating ever that Joe Rogan tweeted today. And
Remember, Hotez called Joe part of a coalition of fascists, and RFK Jr. is a racist fascist. Yes, and of course I am as well. And of course they were calling our guest a Nazi, frequent guest here on air, incredible guy. I wanted him on for a long time, but he goes on Owen and Harrison's all the time, and they go together down at the Capitol. He's a very famous pedophile battler, one of the most famous out there, Alex Rosen. We'll be talking to him in a moment, a little bit in the next hour. Then, other huge guest today, I should have mentioned this, Daniel Estulin with the Inside Baseball on Russia, the global economy, the Bilderberg Group, the UN, the globalist agenda. He's got the inside scoop. And then Owen Benjamin, comedian and all-around fire starter, will be joining us as well. I'm hosting the fourth hour today as well. So that said, follow all of Alex Rosen's material at I Fight for Kids on Twitter, at I Fight for Kids, and rumble.com/C/predator poachers. Just type in Alex Rosen, predator poachers. You'll find this guy's literal Death Star destroying information. He's like Luke Skywalker in the trench run to the pedophiles. They run in fear. He's put massive numbers of them in prison. And now he's on the guys that want to rape our medical freedom's tail. So they better look out. We're going to him in 4 minutes. But here is this incredible piece. Get it. Share it. It destroys Big Pharma because they're coming after us again. This is life and death.
One of the things that we're not hearing a lot about is potential safety problem of coronavirus vaccines.
And then something changed.
Any vaccine released by emergency use authorization by the FDA is an outstanding vaccine.
J&J's vaccine has a risk of life-threatening blood clots.
When you hear the beep, that's the sound of safety.
So don't overthink it. They're both really good. They're all really good vaccines. Get vaccinated now.
You gotta call now.
If you wait, it's gonna be really too late to protect your child.
If this was your child, what happens next could make it the worst day of your life.
So even though COVID poses zero threat to healthy children,
vaccinate your children.
Do the right thing. Be safe and not sorry.
I'm strongly recommending for adolescents to get their two doses of vaccine and fully immunized after those two doses.
Advanced technology that can help save lives.
This is going to be a long-lasting vaccine. A long-lasting vaccine.
A few moments later.
We're seeing that two doses is not holding up well for emergency room visits. It's not holding up well for hospitalizations.
Here we go again.
Everyone's going to need a booster. You need that third immunization.
Triple the amount.
Get that third immunization. The two mRNA vaccines were always a three-dose vaccine.
I've always said this is a three-dose vaccine.
But I'm not done yet.
That third immunization, the problem is it's not holding up. So we may have to look at sort of innovative solutions.
Oh, God, not this again.
A fourth immunization.
Oh, boy.
Just to keep them going. To keep the country going.
We have to consider some out-of-the-box things. A fourth immunization.
A fourth immunization.
Get that second boost.
A second boost.
To keep the country going.
I've made that recommendation. A fourth immunization.
But I'm still not done.
1 semester later.
Unfortunately, the numbers are starting to trend up again. So the hospitalizations are up. And so the most important message that I have this morning is get your new bivalent booster.
Willie and Lise were saying they got their booster, and I was like, oh, I need to get mine. And then I found out they're talking about the third shot. And is that the bivalent, or is it the fourth booster, or does it matter?
Don't worry so much about the number of...
There's no wrong way to use it.
You have to get it. This new bivalent booster...
You can double or triple stack them.
The new bivalent one is doing a much better job. You have to get a booster.
Yeah.
You need to get this new bivalent booster.
That bivalent booster for COVID.
But does everyone ages 12 and older need a booster?
The answer is yes.
Yes.
And by the way, if you're over 50 and have gotten two boosters and more than two to four months out, you're going to need a third booster as well, a fifth immunization.
Five!
I don't think we're going to need an annual booster like flu.
Eventually.
Dr. Hotez supports yearly boosters, just like flu.
But I'm still not done.
It looks as though the boosters are not holding up quite as well as we'd like. And I think our thinking is going to change, and that what's going to happen is every, few months, we may need another booster.
Perfect results each and every time.
You know, we just could not overcome that massive disinformation campaign. These fake concepts of herd immunity and discrediting masks.
Well, Dr. Hotezza, you are a national treasure.
It is picking off young people like we've never seen.
Dr. Peter Hotezza, that was extremely informative.
Disinformation that you're hearing, that kids are fine, it's nonsense. Kids need to get that vaccination.
You healthcare workers have been our saviors.
Watch out for that misinformation.
Dr. Peter Hotezza is probably one of the smartest people on this topic.
If you haven't gotten your five and ups vaccinated yet, now's the time to do that.
Dr. Peter Hotezza, thank you for saving the world.
They also support giving that third immunization for the 12 to 17 year olds.
People have to feel safe.
Dr. Hotezza, you are a voice of reason.
Take down the fake information. These fake concepts of herd immunity.
Our last hope is to vaccinate our way through this.
Make certain that everybody's vaccinated, including their kids. That's the single most important thing right now the American people have to do.
Dr. Peter Hotezza is a person that we like to go to for the sort of expertise.
The single most impactful thing you can do is make certain that you're fully boosted and preferably two boosted.
Later.
Monkeypox is a global emergency.
And it's accelerating among a specific social network of men who have sex with men, not because it's sexually transmitted.
Monkeypox is sexually transmitted, almost exclusively.
Before we let you go, we have to stop and applaud you because I have a lot of MSNBC viewers who have watched you constantly for the last 3 years or so and have come to trust you. I don't know if they fully appreciate what you have done.
And now he wants to just disappear like a roach when you turn the lights on behind the stove. It's not happening because Alex Rosen's on his tail. Alex Rosen is at I Fight for Kids on Twitter and everywhere else. Be sure and check him out. He's a pedophile poacher, predator poacher. But let's show the short clip that's gotten 10 million views that last time I looked on Twitter, tens of millions everywhere else. It's all over the news. How dare this man go to his house and talk to him in his yard? But then routinely people go to folks' yard that if the guy owns a mosquito company and doesn't really put the mosquito poison out, they go, we've got video of you not putting out a full gallon of mosquito poison, only a half gallon. Everybody's like, get that guy. Or if it's a pedophile's house, they're like, hey, it's a hero. That's what our guest does. Bust him all the time. But this is a guy that wants to take over our medical freedom and arrest people that don't agree with him. I have all the documents and articles right here. And says you're not supposed to debate him and that it's evil and bad. Well, how dare you then go ask, are you going to debate RFK, which was the biggest story all weekend in the world, all over the place. Here is the real journalistic activity of Alex Rosen.
Okay. Oh, are you Peter Hotezza?
I am. Hey.
Nice to meet you.
How are you?
Hey. So why are you not like going to debate RFK on Joe Rogan's podcast?
Oh, come on. That's harassing.
I'm just curious.
What?
Nothing hostile, just curious.
I haven't said anything one way or the other.
I mean, are you planning on doing it?
He just invited me, so we'll see.
And I think you should though.
We'll give it some thought.
Okay. And what do you have to say to people who think they're vaccine injured?
Come on.
Anything for them?
Don't come to my house.
Do you have anything to say to people that think Do you have anything to say to people? Yeah. I mean, do you think vaccine injuries are real, Peter? Peter, it's just a question. Settle the science now. On a safari to go vaccinate more kids?
All right, Alex Rosen, thank you for taking time out to talk to us. Twitter, I Fight for Kids. Be sure to follow his incredible work, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. Give us your take on what happened, why you went there, the aftermath, literal, it was trending top of Twitter that you should be arrested. Usually the left loves, if you'd have gone to a Supreme Court justice that was conservative and said, I'm going to murder you, they'd say you were a hero. If you burnt down a police station, you get a medal. But you're kind of like a January 6th criminal right now that you talk to a god.
Well, you know, I'm just glad that leftists now believe in, you know, good policing and property rights. I mean, I think we brought that out of them, and that's I really like that we're on the same page with that now. But yeah, you know, I saw it kind of trending on Twitter, and I already knew about Peter Hotezza before this started trending because I'm from Houston. I live, in fact, 15 minutes from where he lives, and I knew that he is just a major. I mean, obviously, more stuff has come out about him in the past few days that I found out, but I already knew beforehand he was a major big pharma shill. He's like Houston's Dr. Fauci, just on a smaller scale. And, you know, I just figured like, oh, he lives in Houston, so why don't I go ask him some questions myself? Like, I confront pedophiles for a living, but I've always confronted people like Beto O'Rourke and other politicians that come by Houston, so might as well confront this guy too and get his opinion on some things. So, you know, well, might as well just go to the source. And I always want to ask these people, because Peter Hoetsch has never takes questions on Twitter. He blocks everybody on Twitter who questions him. He goes on TV and says, oh, we shouldn't have a debate about this. So I wanted to ask him, of course, you know, because it was the quote unquote current thing, like, are you going to debate RFK, number one? And two, I wanted to ask him what he had to say to vaccine injured people, because he pushed a vaccine influenced policy for the whole country. And it would be interesting to see what he has to say about direct effects of his policy. And predictably, he said nothing about it. So that was my goal there.
Well, you knocked it out of the park. But I mean, let's be clear. If he was a little old lady, had never done anything wrong, and you were just pulling a prank, like some of these people on Instagram, knocking on her door and saying something mean to her, that's not illegal, but it's uncool, and I would say it's bad.
Right.
And I'm not going to arrest you for it, but I'm saying it's a punk move. A guy that wants to control policy, who wants to arrest his detractors, I have his quotes and articles he's written right here, a guy that thinks he controls my body, all these other countries suspended giving kids a shot a year ago, the British military said stop it 2.5 years ago, all this is going on. He acts like he owns the science. He's out there all over the place, one-sided, calling for us to be silenced. And so, I mean, I think he should be criminally charged and investigated, you know, for all the racketeering and things he's obviously involved in and the money he's getting from Big Pharma, because he is a kingpin. He's not just a little Fauci. He's kind of like a deputy Fauci, because he's been involved heavily in the coronavirus research and knows they can never bring it to market because it killed the lab rats and then killed humans in trials. So he's a really bad dude.
Oh, I 100% agree. I mean, nobody takes issues with me going to a pedophile's house and confronting them there. And of course, there's nothing wrong with that, in my opinion. But if these people truly believe that Peter Hoetsch is evil, evil, bad dude, then there should be no problem with going to his house and asking questions in a peaceful way. And for all the leftists that are like, you know, now believe in the cops and now believe in the rule of law and all this type of stuff, it's freaking insane, because obviously they don't care when whole cities are burned down. They don't care when Tucker Carlson's house gets TP. They don't care when the Supreme Court justices get harassed 24 hours a day when something big happens. But God forbid you just ask questions. And I think that's why we need to set a tone that it's okay. It's okay to at least ask people questions. I mean, it's not even that bad.
And by the way, let me correct, because I was correct. I said million. Your video now has 18.7 million views. So congratulations.
Thanks.
And by the way, I saw it all over the place duplicated. So it's probably like 50 million right now. So here's the problem. I'm not going to get into specifics, but they've run ops on me. When we expose pedophiles before, they'll then distract off to a place where they're not actually doing it to protect from what was really going on in New York. Then they have somebody go in with a gun, or, you know, these groups do, and then they turn it around that I sent them. You're calling for peace. You're calling for justice. You're not calling for violence. We're not calling for violence. You as a journalist and as an activist went and saw him in his yard and talked to him, and he didn't even tell you to leave, but you said bye-bye, and you left. And you went to the police department, because folks were calling for your arrest, and you talked to them and said what you did, and they said, no, you've done nothing wrong. Obviously, it's a stunt to show how the left are a bunch of lying frauds. Now, if you'd have burned down some police stations again, you probably would have gotten bailed out by Kamala Harris, which she did do stuff like that. But I am concerned that this is exactly what they'll do. In fact, I've been predicting for 2 years they're going to false flag some of their gods, like Fauci or Hotez or some of the others. Now, what you did is great, and they're not going to be able to connect it to that, but I am concerned that they themselves or their controllers are going to stage something, because, Alex, they're getting their asses handed to them. I mean, they are getting routed. If we were waking up 3 years ago, I see this metaphysically, metaphorically, culturally, mathematically as Death Star destruction. I mean, the fact that everywhere people know the shots are poison, that they're a fraud, that these guys are scammers, and the fact that they've tried to launch a counteroffensive saying that we're frauds, it's blown up in their face, and 95% of the comments are positive for us, shows devastating victory. So I'm really concerned about what they're going to pull.
Yeah, I mean, they never go down easy. They always have their useful idiots to do anything for them. I mean, they have literal people that were calling themselves anarchists during 2020 saying, oh, we don't believe in this, or we don't believe in any power structure. They have those quote unquote anarchists doing the bidding for big pharma and big government now. So, I mean, who knows what they can pull? I mean, they're really sophisticated, but I mean, as for us, I mean, it's like the hardest and the easiest war to fight. The only way we got to win is just be awake and be, you know, have discernment and don't fall for any of their traps and just don't obey them. We don't have to, winning this war doesn't even involve putting hands on anybody. It's just asking questions, you know, civil disobedience, stuff like that. So, I mean, if we can hold the line in that regard, I think we'll be all right.
Absolutely. Let's Look, I could ask a lot of questions, Alex. I've been a big fan of you for a long time. In fact, I meant to get you on. I told the producers, hey, we ought to get him, and then I was always overbooking, so it didn't happen. But for listeners that don't know who you are, because you're a huge figure right now. In fact, I hope Joe Rogan should have you on right here in Austin to, you know, actually flesh this out and also use this as a way to point out, hey, we're not calling for violence. We're not calling for harassment. But these guys are public figures. They're out in the open space wanting to run our medical lives, saying they own our bodies. They are very blessed. All they've got is a polite man asking questions. And I'm not saying we should do more, but I do want criminal investigations of the where it came from in Wuhan and the cover-up and Big Pharma and the influencers that got money from Big Pharma. Because all of this is classical racketeering in my view, but that's for the courts. We're not the left. We don't do the vigilante stuff, but I think it's important to get it on record. You're not calling for violence. I'm not calling for violence. And what you did going to his house is not violence. But quite frankly, again, I think we should have more people hounding him. I mean, you know, when he goes to the grocery store, in fact, I'm thinking about going and sitting there in a news truck by his house and waiting till he goes to the grocery store, waiting till he goes to the gas station, waiting till he goes to work, and just getting out and saying, hey, what about this? You said one shot would work perfectly. Then you said five shots wasn't enough. You know, what? And then just show him not – that's debating because he's been lying. He needs to be held to task for everything that comes out of his mouth being a giant fraud.
I 100% agree. I mean, if you're putting yourself in a position to dictate public policy for the whole country, if you're taking our taxpayer money and using it to go do that, if you're vaccinating children that otherwise wouldn't need to be vaccinated, then yeah, I mean, you basically made yourself a de facto public servant. I mean, he's not serving anybody, but it's Big Pharma overlords, but you're making yourself a de facto public servant. And in my opinion, you should be held accountable to people 24/7 that want to ask you questions. So, yeah, I think asking him a question at any given time is fair game.
I think people need to confront Fauci, too. I mean, that guy lied to Congress and said no gain of function, and they found dozens and dozens of memos and public events he sponsored where he was the head of the event calling it in support of gain of function and him saying, yeah, it's gain of function, big deal. I mean, where are the charges by the FBI, by the Justice Department for him for lying to Congress?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen to him anytime soon. I think they're all obviously in cahoots with each other. And, you know, the best thing that can happen, I mean, if they're not going to go to court, with our government, the best court is the court of public opinion. So if we can get the court of public opinion to all disregard them, I mean, so how are they going to run our lives going on TV and say what to do? I mean, if we all just know that they're full of crap, then I think that they really can't have too much effect on us because at least they're not at the point yet where they can just put us at gunpoint and threaten us with that type of stuff. Because then I think even the mega normies would be like, whoa, that's just too far on their part. So we just need to keep winning in the court of public opinion for now, in my opinion.
You just hit the key right there, Alex. Really smart guy. And I admire your work so much, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. You understand that they're trying to intimidate us to shut up. They're trying to intimidate us to go away. They're trying to intimidate us, to bully us into submission. We have to just peacefully show up, tell the truth, and they will fall. They will fail. It's that simple. But if we shut up and get intimidated, they're going to win. They're going to pass the laws. They're going to ban our speech. I mean, let's not forget, I've got his letters on the university and his hospital letterhead right here. I'll show them where he says it's time to arrest people that disagree with science. It's like Fauci saying, I am the science, or Emperor Palpatine saying, I am the Senate. I mean, these guys are so arrogant and gaslighting us, but when Toto pulls the curtain back, it's game over. So I want to give you the floor in the next 5 minutes just to talk about big picture, what else you think is important, because and do you agree with me that the zeitgeist has really been hit on this HOTES thing and what you did and what's happening, and it's really blowing up in their face?
Yeah, it 100% is. I think with confronting HOTES in person, it just shows to even more people that, hey, this guy isn't going to answer basic questions. I mean, you know, if you confronted Elon Musk about, hey, what do you have to say about kind of self-driving Teslas maybe crashing or something? I think he would answer that, and I think he should answer that. So how come when it comes to Peter Hotez, oh, he doesn't need to be answering that type of stuff. You're a conspiracy theorist. I mean, it's ridiculous. When you put out a product and endorse something and it influences millions of people, then, yeah, you should at least answer questions about it. But, yeah.
Keep going, brother. Lay more knowledge on us. That was a great point about consumer advocacy, consumer rights. They're trying to force this shot on us and say that we don't have a right to question it. But people are questioning Elon Musk, and he responds. Exactly. So self-driving cars that maybe killed 10, 15 people, okay, it's sad. I don't like self-driving cars overall because they're going to take humans out of the equation. But Musk is allowed to build them, and some, they have some uses. The point is that he does respond to criticism. He does talk to reporters. This guy wants policy and wants to silence us on top of it and then doesn't want to be questioned. I call total BS.
Yeah, and, you know, it's just, I mean, I called COVID before Revenge of the Nerds, and that's exactly what it is. I mean, people like Peter Hotez who, and obviously high school doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things, and people like Peter Hotez who probably didn't have a lot of friends in high school, not a lot of friends growing up, just not really a likable person. I think a lot of COVID is psychological with the fact that they finally get their revenge on people who are fulfilled in life, happy people. I think it's just retribution, man. I think they're all like little Elliot Rodgers who are just finally saying, oh, I'm going to get revenge on all these people who wronged me and all of this type of stuff. That's what I really think it is, because now all these nerds and these geeks and these losers, they felt fulfilled doing all this stuff. Like, because they could say, oh, I'm the cool one now because I got vaccinated. I'm going to leave you out of it now. I think it's all like
sad. You just hit the nail on the head. They are carrying out violence by passive aggressive covert means. And, and whether it's Bill Gates or this guy, that is their MO. They are high functioning psychopaths who enjoy the raw exercise of power over us and enriching themselves at the same time. In fact, that's what I've said. This is a cult of science nerds who are hijacking science and setting themselves up as God.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I don't think they've ever had this kind of influence over anybody in their life because, you know, in a normal conversation, you know, I mean, look how me and Peter Hotez were. I'm not saying I'm some big scary alpha male, but, you know, obviously he's a timid little shy limperist and I don't think I'm that. So, I mean, you see how they are in one-on-one interaction with people. So they like to hide behind the screen and they like to dictate things for everybody else like me and you.
Well, incredible job. I'm going to go to break. Do 5 more minutes with us. Come back for a full hour soon. Incredible Alex Rosen. You got to get his video. You got to share it. He is just in the zeitgeist. And I think more people should peacefully go to Hotez's house and just peacefully ask him questions and educate his neighbors about him and, you know, show his neighbors the video we just shared earlier. We're going to have it posted on Infowars.com under the live show feed today. All right, we're going to go to break. Come right back with Alex Rosen with some final comments for Daniel Estulin. Please don't forget, we're listeners supported. We sell products and things at InfoWarsStore.com that fund us. We're not funded by Bill Gates or Big Pharma or New World Order. My dad's a retired dentist. He developed a super high quality turmeric toothpaste with the key essential oils that is amazing for your gums and so much more. If you really want to rejuvenize and energize your mouth, your gums, your teeth, it's a great product. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Other great products are also there in stock, like Superfemal Vitality at 50% off for a limited time, and Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra together in a combo pack for 50% off. They're amazing nootropic. Get it today. Thanks for your support. We'll be right back. Two amazing nootropics, that means brain power, are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're both 50% off. We haven't offered these for 50% off since last Christmas. These are amazing products, and for those of you on the fence, I want you to try them. Brain Force Ultra hits in 15 minutes, only lasts 3 hours with no hangover. It is a game changer. Nobody's got something close to this. Then our Brain Force Plus is a good, basic, clean nootropic. Gives you 4 to 6 hours of amazing energy, again, with no hangover, no jitters. Both products back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. And it funds the InfoWar. So get your Brain Force Ultra, your Brain Force Plus, and your Turbo Force all exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And know you're funding the second American Revolution, 1776 worldwide. The answer to 1984 is 1776. And the answer for energy is Brain Force.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface. Our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Take the highway to the end of the night. End of the night. End of the night. Take a journey to the...
Alex Rosen's our guest, final segment ahead of Daniel Esselin with the huge news. Alex, we got to have you back for a full hour soon, just or in studio sometime, to do a special report and bring a lot of the clips and things you've done. You know, hundreds of millions of views, hundreds of pedophiles exposed, many put in prison or jailed. Just tell us about how you woke up, why you got engaged, and why you think the left now, because I'm kind of assuming things, but everybody knows what I'm saying is true, are just out in the open sexualizing children, and it's like pedophiles have come out of the closet. It's not like that. That's what happens. So just 4 or 5 minutes on the state of the world today, why you got involved, and what's really going on.
Well, I mean, I catch predators now, online child predators, tons of pedophiles, predators. If y'all want to go watch on rumble.com, it's free to join Predator Poachers, PredatorPoachers. That's where we do our predator catches. You can see us confront them online or whatever. We're going to do one later. But what got me into it was the way we do it is we pose as minors online typically, and people hit us up from across the country. And we continue conversation as if we were a kid. And oftentimes these people get very sexual. Then we go confront them in person, hopefully get a confession on camera, which seems to work most of the time. And we turn over that evidence to law enforcement. And that's led to pedophiles getting arrested in 43 different states for an array of charges like molestation, online solicitation, child porn, all of that type of stuff we've had predators arrested for. So what got me into it was I'm 23 now. I know I look older, but you know, dealing with predators for 4 years kind of ages you. But, when I was 19, I've always wanted to be a police officer, and I couldn't do that in Houston at 19 years old. You had to be 21 to graduate the academy. So after my first season of college football, I kind of got into these videos online, and, you know, I thought they were exaggerated, like the Chris Hansen or whatever. I thought they were kind of exaggerated, but so I wanted to see for myself. And within 30 minutes, I put up a profile of a 15-year-old boy, and somebody wanted to go meet him. Like that quick. And I realized like, oh my gosh, I'm getting one or two every single night I'm trying this. So it turned into a passion specifically for sex offenders, really quickly to get pedophiles off the street. And come 2020, we start, decoying as like an 8-year-old girl online. And that just opened up an array of really bad sickos across the country. And that's why we travel so much and catch the sickest of the sick. And, that's what we do. And, very happy to say that our work has led to an arrest, like I said earlier, in 43 different states, convictions in 24 states, and I'm glad they're put on notice.
Well, all I can say is incredible. 4 years, and I remember going back like 3 years ago, being aware of your work and seeing it here and there, and now all over the place last year, and it's just another testament to one guy saying, I'm going to see if this is true, and then it's true. Well, I better do something about it. And there you are like a college football player and then start, you know, doing this because you can't be a cop yet. You want to fight them, and you're doing a great job. To answer the question, though, why do you think the left suddenly is just, we hate God, we're going to do satanic rituals at the Dodger Stadium, we do want to groom your kids, we do want to have sex with your kids. I mean, I think they know they're caught. And they're being exposed for how many there are. So they're trying to just say, okay, big deal, leave us alone, or we're strong, look out. Because it's just, it's crazy. And they're destroying themselves in the process and it causing a great awakening, just like Big Pharma is. It's like evil is destroying itself.
Yeah, I think it's all, I mean, grand scheme of things, I don't think the left really cares about trans rights or gay rights. I think it is an all a depopulation plan, because when a kid gets molested, I mean, it's sadly they have trouble getting into relationships the rest of their life. They have a distrust. So it's just separating each other from procreating, I think, in the grand scheme of things. I think that's what it is. And of course, like, you know, the lawlessness that comes with it. We did a catch in King County, Washington. That's where Seattle is the other day. We did it in Renton, Washington. The cop was amazing. The detective was amazing. But sadly, the cop got a call to not arrest our guy on the spot that night, even though he blatantly broke the law, communication with a minor for immoral purposes, admitted to breaking the law, admitted to us he broke the law, admitted to the cops he broke the law, and he got a call to not go do it. So, I mean, they obviously with lawlessness and the Depop plan, I think this is just one step into that narrative they want. So,
Alex Rosen, incredible. I Fight for Kids on Twitter. Great job. We salute you. You're an example for us all. Look forward to being in studio soon, brother.
See ya. Talk soon.
Thank you, sir.
A lot of people have asked me, why is InfoWars Store and InfoWars Life not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? And the answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality at the lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWars MD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing, but I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWars MD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality formula and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
I am very honored to have an old friend on. I tell you, you blink and 5 years goes by. I've known this gentleman for 20 plus years. He is the consummate Bilderberg sleuth. He really took over for Jim Tucker as Jim got older and, really would just kind of go and report on what Daniel discovered. Daniel Esslin also developed sources inside the Bilderberg Group, which is at top of the pyramid of the other globalist management systems. DanielEstulin.com on Twitter. Daniel Esslin, E-S-T-U-L-I-N. He has written a bunch of best-selling books. He's an expert on the globalist long-term game. And knowing him, gosh, it's got to be at least 20 years and working with him on the ground many times. It is just crazy to go back to his books and go back to the things he said was going to happen about the transhumanism and the takeover of the energy and just everything. It's incredible. That's why everybody should watch the film. It's free online. Endgame, like the end of a chess game, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. So I'm going to try my best here, which I know in the old days, I never stopped interrupting, to let Daniel Esslin roll here. I was trying to do it with Alex Rosen earlier, but he was stopping every minute. Great guy, a really smart guy. So I'm going to try to shut up here as much as I can. We're going to skip this first network break coming up, our break, and let Daniel Esslin roll with whoever he wants to start, because you've got Ukraine and you've got the carbon taxes, you've got the imploding borders, and you've got the rollout of the shots and the lockdowns and just all of it. We're not in beta. We're in operational. And how is it going for the globalist? What's going to happen next? Is Elon Musk for real? He's opposing their agenda, at least openly. I mean, this is a big discussion with a smart guy, and if I let him roll, he'll really give us some incredible data. And then I'll have some questions later in the hour. If he wants to go more into the next hour, we can. So, Daniel, good to have you back. Amazing here, my friend. And let him have it.
All right, Alex. Actually, yeah, I've been thinking, like, you and I, we attended the 2006, I think it was, Bilderberg Conference in 2006 or 2007?
2006.
In Ottawa, on the outskirts of Ottawa in Canada. And before that, you had me on when my book came out in the Bilderberg Group back in 2004 and 2005. So yeah, we've known each other for about 20 years. We've been at it for a really long time, haven't we?
Yes, sir. Well,
I was listening into what, was talking about, and, you were mentioning the left agenda, that there were the leftists. With your permission, I'd like to explain where this entire movement, okay, came from, because I think a lot of people don't quite understand. We're not so much talking about the leftist, we're talking about the liberal, global liberal agenda, which is a global satanic agenda. But most people don't understand where it came from. They think it just came out because George Soros was on the scene. Actually, this thing goes back way back in time. So again, with your permission, if that's okay with you, I want to explain this because I think people need to understand so they have a better perspective of how this entire, you know, dialectic works.
Yes, sir. You are hosting right now. You got the floor. We don't go to break for like 20 minutes. You got the floor. Boom.
Alex, I love you, man. You know, you've been at this for a long time. You're my hero. And to a lot of people out there, for as much as they criticize you out there, the people who really understand what you've done, we're with you 100%. I just want you to know that.
Well, thank you, sir.
So listen, until I'd say the early 1980s, American society was mostly conservative and middle class. That doesn't mean that they all voted conservative, but their values and their outlook on life was conservative. And so then the situation changed in favor of the liberals with the advent of Reaganomics. In other words, the beginning of the credit stimulation of demand. And since this mechanism, which was based on the refinancing of private debt, allowed for the creation of a very stable middle class, more than half of the population of the United States, in fact, not only the United States, but we're talking about America, served as its, let's say, social anchor. And the middle class, unlike the poor, is very interested in having a strong state, even if the strong state is controlled by the bankers, which is it is today. And so it was from this period, again, we're going back to the early 1980s, that liberalism, not in a classical sense of the 19th century liberalists such as Voltaire, for example, but modern liberals, well, the gay parades, juvenile justice, sex change operations, pedophilia, which is about to be legalized the world over, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so this is the meaning of juvenile justice reform being implemented not only in the United States and Canada, but I repeat, again, in the entire Western world. Because again, you want liberal perks, you gotta play the game by their rules. And it was based on a very simple promise. If you want to live up to the standard of our middle class, support a liberal ideology. Actually, there were no pederastic values initially. Okay, but guarantee standards for the middle class, like little house, little garden, little car, 2 week vacations in Disneyland, et cetera, et cetera. And the people bought into this whole thing, and it became unnecessary to think about the future, to think about children, to think about grandchildren, because it contradicted liberal values. So people began to live for consumption, live day to day, and waves of happiness swept across the United States. Okay. And again, not only the United States, but those in Europe who wanted to join European Union, etc. And of course, it was never explained to these people that the economic model that underpinned the prosperity was finite. True, it was long, almost 40 years if we go back to the early 1980s, but again, finite. And by the way, this period has already come to an end, and we're seeing it right now. But in the meantime, you have two generations of this liberal parasites, 40 years, went through severe brainwashing and mind-bending. And the problem is these people do not know how to do anything, okay? At most, they aspire to be a famous YouTuber, a sleepy Hollywood producer, or like so many other people, they have a freedom of expression. They want to show their breasts because they're free to do that and make money off of that, okay? And most of them are not ready to take responsibility for the world around them, which is, again, being part of being a liberal, including having children, and without that entitles having children. And they yearn for the safe spaces in college, teddy bears they can hug, and, you know, soulmates in moments of anguish, etc. But the concept of unlimited growth on a finite planet comes at a price. And so when the expansion ends and is ending right now, the apocalyptic collapse follows. And that's why things will get very uphill in Western Europe, where the liberals and the impoverished representatives of the old middle class will simply be absorbed by the conservative immigrants from North Africa, from the Middle East, who at least, unlike their white European brethren, have not forgotten how to reproduce. And so what we see is Eastern conservatism has already risen its head in Europe with clear emphasis on open nationalism. And so with the bankruptcy of the Bretton Woods economic model, liberalism will be very costly for Europe, especially for the West. How costly? Well, I'd say it's quite possible that some of the European countries will be wiped off the map forever, becoming a new Africa or a new Caliphate. You know, for example, we could talk about Norway, we could talk about Sweden as an example. And there's nothing to be done because the rejection of biblical values, in other words, from a religious point of view, what does that mean? The sale of soul has always comes at a steep price. And that is why it is absolutely vital to take into account what will happen after the death of liberalism, and more precisely, the representatives of this global Western project, in other words, the bankers, financiers. And since the pendulum swings from one extreme to the other, the hardcore conservatives, they will replace the global liberalism, which is what we're seeing right now, the fight to the death. And so what are these hardcore conservatives? Well, first of all, on the one hand, we're talking about aggressive nationalism, in other words, fascism, which is already we're seeing in Ukraine, we're seeing in the Baltic states, and then also no less aggressive Muslim fundamentalism. And of course, fascism is quite distasteful to most people, and Muslim fundamentalism isn't something that Christian Europe is ready to accept. And so after all this, what will happen? The next stage is communism will come to the fore. And in fact, Alex, neo-Marxism, we're already seeing more and more of it in the United States, in Western Europe, as an example of what I'm talking about. And so the defeat of the bankers and their liberalism will have grave consequences for the world. And again, we can actually extrapolate this ideological tug of war through the great wars of the 20th century and the, you know, World War One from the perspective of geopolitics. Well, the war of vampires, empires, okay, from the conceptual point of view. It was the war of creeds and cultures. And so when World War One ended, on the one hand, you had the collapse of all the existing monarchical empires, the Russian, Austro-Hungarian, Ottoman, German, with the collapse and the defeat of the teachings of the Orthodoxy and Islam, and the collapse of the monarchy, got ethics of the great monarchies and the states that they represented. And the winners, you have the United States, you have the Entente without Russia, with its revolution, lost the war and had already won the victory of Christian Catholic culture over Orthodoxy and Islam. And then World War II came around again from the point of view of the war of the senses, ended with the defeat of National Socialism and the joint victory of the coalition of the states of liberal democracy and communist ideology. And then the Cold War, you know, some call it World War III, was a global war of meanings, a war of communism and liberal democratic ideologies. And when the Cold War ended, the Soviet Union, with its ideology, collapsed, and needless to say, the world socialist system. And so within the dimensions of the war of the senses, because this is what it is, the war ended in the following way. The victory of liberal democracy over the communist ideas, the victory of the idea of global influence and profit over the idea of sovereign nation states, and the victory of Protestantism and Protestant work ethic over Catholicism. Okay? And so what we're seeing right now, that model existed for as long as it existed, because at the end of World War II, you have two models. You have the capitalist West with the United States and satellites, and the Soviet Union and the satellites. When the Soviet Union collapsed in 1991, the entire system was taken over by global liberal banking financiers. And that model today is on its deathbed. And what we're seeing right now, Alex, okay, is the consequence of that collapse, which really started in 2008. Okay, so the metaphorical patient, which went into a hospital with a, you know, with a throat ache, today's on its deathbed. And there's nothing that they can do about this global liberal banking financiers, because the idea that they represent, which is infinite growth on a finite planet, is coming to an end. You can't grow infinitely on a finite planet. And we've come to that point. And the problem for all of us is that there is no language to explain what's coming after this. And that's the problem. In Russia, in the United States, in Canada, in Western Europe, anywhere in the world.
And by the way, I'm getting chills, Daniel, right now, because you said this on my show 15, 16 years ago, because you had Bilderberg Group connections, and it was proven right what you said. I mean, you predicted what was going to happen with oil and what was happening with the market. You predicted the 2008 collapse, you said, in 2006, within 2 years, they're going to, you know, plunge the housing market and have a big run. I mean, you laid it all out. So, expanding on that and then continuing on with your historical layout, I apologize for interrupting. How, obviously you're talking to these guys then, but now I read the headlines in Bloomberg, AP, Reuters, Wall Street Journal. They say the end of the liberal order is over. The end of the Bretton Woods is over. The end of free money is over. The end of this system's over. Then they offer a horrible world ID, ESG, cashless system that operates on less, not more. So if I was trying to destroy myself and I was a rich, powerful elite that's stolen the world, I would not bring in a system that makes austerity cool and crushes people. I would try to create a new system that creates more wealth. But instead, they think they're going to sell the collapse of their Ponzi scheme as something good. But to me, that has to operate on the function that we're not seeing them and blaming them. But if we know it's the globalist and their frontmen like Klaus Schwab, they all end up literally and figuratively going to prison with their heads on a pike. So and then Russia's not going along. China's breaking with the Anglo-American establishment and the neoliberals. India's breaking. So there's no respect for America that was the big bulwark of the New World Order. So, I mean, I look at what they've done. What I'm trying to say is it looks like their plan to bring in a cashless society, neoliberal world government on the ashes of Bretton Woods is blowing up on the launch pad. Is that correct? And what comes out of it? I'll stop interrupting. Go ahead.
The problem again, Alex, is that they don't have the language to explain. None of them have the language. Well, so you're looking at the change, but the change is impossible. Any change without first solving the problem of creating a different conceptual construction of the world around us. And the problem again, we simply do not have globally or regionally conceptual centers that are not liberal. They're all liberal, not in Russia, not in Europe, not in the United States, not in Latin America, not in anywhere. And furthermore, quite substantial efforts are being made by the liberal class globally. Yes, they're on a deathbed, but they're more dangerous than ever because they're going to die. They're willing to die killing. Lose, they'll be wiped out. The 500 years of their effort is going to be wiped out. But as you mentioned, all these nations which are not going along. And that also includes the United States. So one of the reasons that Trump became the alternative back in 2016, okay, to the chagrin of the global liberal banking financier elite is precisely because Trump, Putin, and Xi Jinping are on the same team. Now, this may sound like an anathema to most people saying that's not possibly true because Trump and Putin, they might have been buddies, but Trump and Xi Jinping, their enemies, there were three friends, okay, fighting a common global enemy, which is far more powerful than any one of them individually, which is global liberal banking financiers. And the idea was, you join forces to destroy global liberal financiers, and then you sit down at the proverbial table, let's call it Yalta 2.0 agreement, okay, which is not a liberal a contour, but the alternative contour, where you can have the winners, as you had the winners in Yalta 1 of Second World War, you'd have another Yalta 2, would have the winners of this post-global crisis, meaning the United States, meaning Russia, meaning China, meaning India as the world's most populous country. But again, repeat. Quite substantial efforts, Alex, are being made, you know, by this liberal class globally to ensure that any alternative center globally, wherever that may be, does not appear, including the United States, which is one of the reasons why they're destroying and dismantling the United States. I want to remind you of something. You and I discussed this way back when. I said about 10 years ago that the United States is very close. Now, I didn't say like tomorrow. I said over the next few years, of going to a stage of, you know, post-crisis collapse of the United States as a nation state in the Civil War. In other words, what happened in the Soviet Union back in 1991, the metaphorical train that came into a station in 1991 and said, the Soviet Union, the collapse with, you know, with all the entailing signs. I told you that the same thing is going to happen to the United States. And I remember you look, and it was quite funny because, you know me, you say, well, this guy is not full of shit. But still what Daniel Estrell is saying, it's like, you know, I don't know, you know, it doesn't really, you know, sound all that true. But then we come to today and how many American congressmen and senators are discussing openly that the United States should be broken up into.
Well, I remember we were in a hotel room interviewing you in 2006 Ottawa. And I knew you have a good memory, but I remember going, because I respected you, and you're like, and the United States by 2020, 2025 will be on the edge of collapse, and I'm sitting there going, this guy knows what he's talking about. But
it was a an outtake, but, you know, again, when you build conceptual models, because, again, what do I do for a living? I create models that define the future. And this is, again, to go back to what we were talking about earlier, this is where the main problem of replacing the liberals lies. Yes, they're parasites, and yes, they're deeply inappropriate, for the lack of a better word, in terms of the interests of any sovereign nation state, any, okay? Yes, okay, in Russia, for example, they create problems with the alternative power groups, and they create problems for our relationship with the United States. The same could be said for China. The same could be said for Japan, which is an hyper-conservative society. and the transition to this constructive economic cooperation. And so they make these titanic efforts to destroy the Eurasian Union, but there's no point in eliminating individual liberals. Let's get rid of George Soros because he's George Soros. Why? Because the institution of system of economic and financial management globally is built under the guise of liberal paradigm. And what we need to do is we need to change the management model itself. But to do this and to create an alternative center or centers of conceptual thought globally, you know, you need to create a system. And if you try to do it without having conceptual ideas, you will get a completely ineffective and inefficient administrative reform, which is what we're seeing right now. So it makes no sense to take one guy out and put another guy in. Okay, you need to change the system that
By the way, what you're saying is so fundamental and is the most important thing I've heard in years. And you were harping on it 20 years ago, and I kind of went over my head. But I was saying this just last week to the listeners. I said, we can't just get rid of their system. We have to have an alternative. We have to build something new that works to communicate. Because I noticed the left attacking me and other people. And so I've learned and gotten, you know, at some level understand what you're saying because I've experienced it. They always steal your identity. They always create some false narrative and a false system, and they do it to each individual and group and country and organization because they're creating a whole false, like, almost proto-VR lie. And what you're saying is the public only knows how to see that, and so how do we show them that we have to build some new system because the left has been able to program people to, like, live in a fantasy land? I mean, that's what you're saying.
Well, Alex, in Poland, they call you, Alex Jones, a Russian stooge. Okay? So why? Because if you're not for them, you're against them. That's the liberal ideology globally. Now, what's the answer? The real reform involves putting an end to the imperial monetary system, ending its control over the issuance and price of money, replacing it with a sovereign credit system. And it also implies ending the power of private central banks, starting with the Federal Reserve. And so we should eradicate everything that reeks of globalization. And let's not forget the short-term need to create a governance structure and management system for conceptual tasks. Conceptual is much higher, okay, than the actual idea itself. You need to plan the whole thing from a high vantage point. Just imagine one thing. You're sitting in your house looking out the window, you see a guy on a bicycle. Well, I'm in an airplane at 10,000 meters or 36,000 feet, and I can take in an entire much greater space. So if you're in a satellite out there, you can take in the entire planet Earth. That's conceptual thinking. And if we can achieve this, then the image of the future can fundamentally change for everybody on the planetary level. That's our task globally. But to do this, we need to restore the alternative illiberal conceptual centers without which it's impossible to build managerial institutions and set goals. And I want to remind you that when Putin and Trump met in Helsinki, okay, Putin suggested to Donald Trump, and Trump went along with him initially, that they were to get together and create a think tank, okay, economic institution, in Russia, not in the United States, because Putin explained to Trump, you couldn't do it in the States, they would sabotage it, where the two nations with experts from the United States, okay, who understand the physical economy, there are lots of great American economists who are not liberal thinkers. Liberal meaning living at the expense of somebody else.
Hold on, this is too powerful. We're going to break, and I'm going to give you the floor when we come back, but I saw that when that happened. And I don't want to use a crude thing, but Russia was literally offering to get in bed with us and give us all the resources that, you know, nobody has that Russia has, if they could be at a level playing field with us, and that was what General Flynn told Trump was a great idea. Why would we not want to be partners with Russia and all their resources and their people? We could do anything, but the system got so scared. Remember at those meetings, they're like, look, he's talking to Putin. Trump's with Putin. Oh my God, they're alone together. We can't let him do it because it makes so much sense. And instead, Trump's removed. There's a coup. Then the war starts with Russia. Daniel Esselin's our guest. We'll talk about his books and everything else. Go to his website, danielesselin.com, Twitter, Esselin, Daniel Esselin. So definitely go there on Twitter, Esselin Daniel. On Twitter, it's reversed, Esselin Daniel. And his website's danielesselin.com. We'll be right back. This is so important. This guy knows what he's talking about. But the globalists are failing. Their system's collapsing. So then what comes out of this? We've got to debate and discuss that now. Stay with us.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together, or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula, that's Brain Force Ultra, that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it at, say, 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something. And boom, or writing an article or writing a book. And then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Two amazing nootropics, that means brain power, are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're both 50% off. We haven't offered these for 50% off since last Christmas. These are amazing products, and for those of you on the fence, I want you to try them. Brain Force Ultra hits in 15 minutes, only lasts 3 hours with no hangover. It is a game changer. Nobody's got something close to this. Then our Brain Force Plus is a good, basic, clean nootropic. Gives you 4 to 6 hours of amazing energy, again, with no hangover, no jitters. Both products back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Brain Force Ultra, your Brain Force Plus, and your Turbo Force, all exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And know you're funding the second American Revolution, 1776 worldwide. The answer to 1984 is 1776. And the answer for energy is Brain Force.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last 6. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay 2 or 3 times. There's 4 or 5 other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest-grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you can get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
So when I was interviewing Daniel Estulin 20 years ago, he would get frustrated with me. He's a nice guy, really smart guy, but he would just be trying to talk and interrupting. So I did pretty good last segment, only interrupting a few times, because he's laying out what's going on. And now I have his own frustration because I've done so much research. I've been doing this for almost 30 years. He's been doing it even longer. He's a little older than I am. And it's so frustrating when you know you're right and you have their own documents and you want to stop this and fix it and people won't listen. So when I get excited, listen to this guy. He literally, in his books, in the interviews, everything he did 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 10 years ago, laid it all out. The transhumanism, what the leftist weird model would do, how when it died, it would cause this big cataclysm. We're now there at the deathbed. Like he said earlier, when I talked to him 15 years ago, you know, 20 years ago, it had a sore throat at the doctor. It's on its frickin' deathbed right now. And so this gives me chills because I've got four children. One of them is 6 years old. And I look at an elite that are so delusional, they can't see what's happening. But the good news is Daniel's a really smart intellectual. He was able to meet with these people because they were listening. Some of the dissenters in Bilderberg that actually thought, no, these people are nuts. They don't see what's happening. So he was talking to people that were at the highest level of wargaming 20 years ago, 18 years ago, 15 years ago, 10 years ago, about their own concern about how they get out of what they've done. So when we're up here, we're not talking about some right-wing football issue or some left-wing political distraction issue that are sub-issues. We're talking, like he said, 30,000, 10,000-foot view that only big picture and being honest will do anything. Instead of debating their kind of scorched earth, stay-behind network thing where they're all digging into bunkers, I don't want the elite to have to be in bunkers. I want to have some kind of peace deal and fix the world. And that is what Putin has tried to do. And I'm not a Russophile, but I'm also not a Russophobe. And so China made deals with the globalists, has kind of broken with them, and now they may be back, who knows. But Russia, again, just like Hitler, just like Napoleon, is its own deal standing against this. It's a magic moment. So I'm going to shut up again, continue back where you were at about the real politics that you're talking about, Daniel Estulin, right now.
Thanks, Alex. But before I forget, my webpage, danielestulin.com, it was shut down by the Gestapo Google. So my new page is www.estulin.media, and my YouTube channel is Daniel Estulin or Daniel Estulin International. Daniel Estulin or Daniel Estulin International.
Okay, I apologize. One of my biggest problems is we'll have a bio and we never check it.
Oh, they shut it down recently, so it's a...
And half the time, we don't have the right URL. So slowly, give us out the URL. We're going to in-post when this is updated, Infowars.com. And, you know, once we're not live, we'll put it on band.video. We will put it up. So slowly, give us the URL. We're going to load it into there and make sure people get it out.
It's www.estulin.media, M-E-D-I-A, media. Estulin.media. And my YouTube channel is Daniel Estulin. Or Daniel Estulin International. And my Twitter feed is, my previous account was shut down by Buddy Musk, but the new account is Estulin V, letter V, Z. Okay? Now,
say it again. Hold on. This is important. And I didn't know Elon Musk Twitter shut you down. I want your take on him as well. Say the main site again, because people get into what you're doing is so critical. The main site again, let's just do this now. Your main site, your books, your work, how do people find it, and then the Twitter account again.
Okay, the best way to buy my books is through my American publisher, Chris Milligan. These are some of the titles that came out before Trans Evolution, The Coming Age of Human Deconstruction, which came out back in 2011 in the United States, and a lot of the things we're seeing right now, the deconstruction of us, the people, I've explained it 12 years ago. There it is, Trans Evolution, The Coming Age of Human Deconstruction. And this is the latest book, 2045 Global Projects at War. Get it from my friend and also your friend, Alex.
And notice again, you predicted the whole trans movement, not just the sex movement, but the transhumanist movement, the cloning, the GMO, the cyborgs. And you predicted a year and a half before the war that it was about to happen. Again, I'm not kissing your ass. Incredible.
Before, Alex, a lot of the things that Harari is talking about right now, Harari is, of course, the right-hand man to Klaus Schwab. I talked about this in my book before he came out with his book. So again, and my webpage again, www.estulin, E-S-T-U-L-I-N.media. And my YouTube is Daniel Estulin or Daniel Estulin International, one of the two.
Estulin, so I shouldn't say Estulin in 20 years. It's Estulin.
No, it's Estulin. E-S-T-U-L-I-N. Daniel Estulin. Let me show you the cover. Here's my name, Daniel Estulin. Okay.
I know I can barely pronounce names right, but I'm glad you're teaching me after 20 years how to do it. I mean it. I love you, brother. So I agree. In fact, I read your book on transhumanism 10 years ago, and you're right. It looks all plagiarized by Harari, but he says it's all good. So he just took your book, rewrote it, and says it's good.
Well, as long as it's good for him, it's good for me. Anyway, to go back to what we were talking about, again, we need to understand this conception. You mentioned Putin. And I think what a lot of people don't understand, and again, when we talk about, when you and I discuss that Trump, the United States, it was a nation state, not what it is today. The United States, when Trump was president, he wanted to work with Putin, and he wanted to work with Xi Jinping, not because he loved Putin or he loved Xi Jinping, but it was political expedience. You needed the three world leaders, Russia, China, and the United States, to work together against a far more powerful enemy, which is global liberalism. Because let me give you an example so people understand, because I think people don't understand. They say, Putin is a dictator, he is the most powerful leader in the world, we should all be afraid of him. Well, first of all, I'm going to show to you that it's not the case, first of all. Second of all, if we look at the warfare today, okay, it's not fought only via, you know, guns shooting at each other. It's fought via global information and finance systems, where information acts as a kind of a weapon of mass psychological destruction. In other words, if the control over a country by the world financial oligarchy is ironclad, it means the sovereignty of the state doesn't exist because of its integration within the world's financial information system. Again, let me use Russia as an example. Yes, Russia is a nuclear superpower, but in terms of information and financial sovereignty, it belongs to the category of countries where state sovereignty is absent for the most part. In fact, we could easily say that Russia is a crypto colony, a country exploited by the global elite with the help of complex financial technologies that operate covertly and are largely invisible to the official scientific community, financial technologies that operate covertly, again, you know, on the level beyond what most people understand. Again, the main beneficiary of Russia's economic activity, as well as the overwhelming majority of the world, are not the citizens of Russia. It doesn't matter. If we're talking about Russia, we're talking about a capitalist country led by the United States. It belongs to the financial oligarchies acting in unison with the politicians and the leaders of the transnational corporations. And again, what I've just said about Russia may surprise many people. With a strong president like Putin, you know, the country seems to be, Russia seems to be on the right track. It's not quite like that. Let me explain. Russia has only partial political sovereignty thanks to Russia's strategic nuclear arsenal, a strong deterrent, needless to say, to the enemies. But in the conditions of permanent hybrid war, nuclear weapons are not a very effective weapon of choice. For example, okay, having the most advanced nuclear technology in the world, okay, did not help Russia's Olympic athletes in the Olympic Games. Russia's athletes were forced to compete without the flag, without the anthem, and, you know, without the name Russia on their jerseys. And if a Russian athlete did win a gold medal, okay, Russian athletes did not hear its national anthem. They heard an Olympic anthem. In other words, Russia's nuclear arsenal did not help in this hybrid war against the West and the International Olympic Committee under the International Monetary Fund's control. And the punishment has nothing to do with doping. It has nothing to do with anything at all. I repeat, Russia's information and financial management systems under the control of the International Monetary Fund institutions, whether it's International Monetary Fund, whether it's the World Bank, whether it's World Trade Organization, World Health Organization, it doesn't make a difference. Russia is a member of all of these organizations.
So you're saying basically Putin only got a little bit better deal in 1991, 1992.
Got a little bit better deal.
And so basically the globalists are still just exploiting Russia like they exploit America. They export.
Explain to me, Alex, if this is not the case, then why in God's name does a person who is today's director of the Russian Central Bank and has been for the past 10 years, Эльвира Набиуллина, why this person responsible for allowing the West to steal $300 billion of Russia's money, which was left and deposited in Western bank accounts, as you well know. And this money was stolen. Why she is still the director, the managing director of the Russian Central Bank? Because if Putin, who is supposed to be the most powerful leader in the world, decided tomorrow to fire or kill her, okay, then immediately and replace her with somebody who's a patriot, then the International Monetary Fund would emit a letter saying that the new person is an incompetent boob, which means that Russia's credit rating will be sent to zero. And because private corporations cannot have a higher credit rating than a sovereign nation state, it means that Russia's economy will be wiped out in 24 hours. And that's why Putin, for as powerful as he is, with all his nuclear weapons, can't really do much. Not
no,
even
exactly.
Really.
So just like Trump wasn't that powerful because he didn't control the banks and the system.
That's something that people don't understand, and that's why it's so important that we're talking about. Because what we're really talking about is the global control by the global mafia. What does it mean? Imagine this, Alex. We are a global mafia. We're the Rothschilds. We're the Rockefellers. We're the Morgans, okay? Doesn't matter who we are. We're the global mafia. We want to control every country in the world. But how are we going to do this? We have no nuclear weapons. We have no armies. But we still control. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to give people the big idea. Remember George W. Bush? Let's give them the big idea. Because people are tired of what? Discontrol, disorder, crime, et cetera, et cetera. What do people want? They want. Pick one. Democracy, national socialism, autocracy, doesn't matter. Pick one. And it's irrelevant who the prime minister is. It makes no difference who the president is. It doesn't matter as long as the global mafia controls the
No, I agree. So what do we do? But you're a smart guy. I want to get your views on just snapshot. You're giving us 30,000 foot view. Let's do the 1,000 foot view. How is Ukraine going for both sides? Where is this going? I see Russia financially is making record profits while their people pay. And then a lot of that money actually goes to the globalists. So I actually see what you're saying. I don't think Putin is an anti-patriot, but I think there's something bigger. But he did have what I would say is big huevos to go into Ukraine, obviously knowing it was a NATO trap. Or is he a globalist double agent?
Well, no, he's not. But again, Putin, when he became president of Russia back in the year 2000, okay, he was an arbiter between different power groups who were about to destroy Russia from within. So it was necessary to find somebody and put him above all the other groups. Now, you see, if we actually are talking about Ukraine and Russia, peaceful coexistence could have been achieved without the bloodshed and without any military actions, only if liberalism had not paralyzed Russia back in the 1980s, if the Soviet Union had managed to break with the deep internal liberal modernism that became the trend in the Soviet Union post-1975 Helsinki Agreement with the West. And so the responsibility for the bloodshed and the dead and the wounded in the course of the current military operation rests, among other things, with the liberal party in Russia, which is an offshoot of the global banking financiers, which regularly, you know, needless to say, represent global financial interests. And these are the people behind the Russophobic Maidan back in Ukraine in 2014, in Belarus, and so many other post-Soviet Central Asian republics. And so the war, and I think most people understand, at least the people who watch your show, the war is not with or against Ukraine. Russia is not fighting Ukraine or its citizens. This is a confrontation with globalism as an integral.
Oh, yeah. NATO's pointing that, NATO is battling Russia. Russia is battling the entire leftist Anglo-American New World Order.
Yeah, it's an integral planetary phenomenon, exactly. You have confrontation on all levels, geopolitical and above all else, ideological. Because again, Russia rejects everything in globalism. Unipolarity, Atlanticism on the one hand, liberalism, anti-traditional values, a technocracy, the Great Reset on the other. And it's clear that all European leaders, all of them, are part of this liberal, globalist, Atlanticist.
Well, they're all compromised puppets. There's only a few people that aren't puppets. I don't like Xi Jinping, but he's not a puppet. I don't like a lot of Putin does. He's not a puppet. The difference is all other leaders are puppets. That's why the left feared Trump for all his warts and problems. He wanted to be president. He was under their control.
Well, the masks are finally off. Okay? Russia is now being counseled by the globalists. Russia no longer has a choice. Either it, the country, she disappears, or Russia builds its own world, its own civilization. And so the first step was taken on the 24th of February, 2022. But in the face of globalism, only a state, continent, or civilization, what Russia is, can be sovereign. And so Russia is now creating a global resistance camp. And her victory is the victory of all alternative forces globally, both left and right, and all of the people of the entire world. And that's why, again, if Trump wins the election, Russia with Putin, Trump with the United States, and Xi Jinping and China, they can and they will destroy global liberalism if that actually happens. Because again, we're talking about on the one hand,
because they're all three threatened by it. Notice what Xi Jinping did when they removed Trump via the coup. He literally had a security meeting, had all the security heads there, the entire Communist Party met in a hotel. He said, if they can take an American president, they can take us out. He killed all the deals with U.S. tech and said, we're now in charge. We don't trust any of you. Because they saw that. They understood the power of the technocracy, the AI. So I'm not defending Xi Jinping, but that is a powerful move when they understand that.
What the elite have done, and this is something that you and I basically warned everyone about, is they tried to divide us. Okay, and you've seen that in the United States, left, right, Trump, you know, anti-Trump, MAGA, anti-MAGA, you know, abortion rights, anti-abortion rights, whites against blacks, women against men, liberals against conservatives. And when you divide people into groups and get them to fight each other, while they're fighting each other, you're stealing your constitution, your monies, you're changing laws of the country, you're implementing all kinds of things which go against the grain, against the interests of a nation state. And let's not forget something that nobody's right now talking about this. I know you talked about this in the past. Okay, the labs, the bio labs in the Ukraine, okay? Because again, if you look at the United States, is the war of interest of the America? Absolutely it is. War is the only way to maintain chaos and instability throughout the world and funnel the world's money to American government bonds and dollars and stocks. Only war will feed the army of the unemployed and unwilling to work American citizens. Only war will allow them to maintain the 800, 1,000, 1,300 military bases throughout the world, I've lost track. And after all, those who reap benefits from the war, where are they? They're on Wall Street, counting the profits because they're part of this global financial markets and one world company limited. And again, another reason, we're talking about, you know, the compelling reason for the invasion. We're talking about nothing less than the bio-extermination that the United States, through its Ukrainian proxy, had prepared for Russia. And the American embassy, I remind you, removed documents about the biolabs in Kyiv and Odessa from the official website shortly before the invasion. But the Russian media managed to recover the information about the American biolab laboratories in Ukrainian soil. And it's striking that the Russian military operation announced by Putin in Ukraine coincided with a planned launch of U.S. military biolabs in Kyiv and Odessa. And I don't rule out that this was precisely what served as the deadline for Kremlin. And this goes, again, way, way back, because, again, years ago, Putin warned of the dangers of developing biological weapons near Russian borders, okay? We're talking about the year 2005, 2006, 2007. Okay, then Medvedev came, okay? And after Putin got back in 2012, again, he was talking about this. So, again, this goes way back.
And, again, for those who don't know why that's so important, the globalists want plausible deniability. So they build a base near you, then they claim it leaks later, so there's plausible deniability. We saw that. Daniel Estlin, moving away now from Russia, which is so central to the globalist plan, and is central, so I'm glad we covered it first. What do you make of what happened with COVID when they declared the pandemic over 2 months ago? I said, watch, they'll declare victory and then say, now a new pandemic's coming. They've done that. I'm really concerned about what this dying neoliberal Anglo-American globalist program, as it collapses, what is it going to try to either stay in control or launch a new paradigm?
Well, we know towards climate change. What do you like, climate change or Greta Thunberg? And again, if you kind of go back and, Alex, I mean, I think you're the first to bring this. You're the luminary on this. You talked about this, you know, in your documentary films. Okay. You talked about this like 10, 12, 15 years ago. They've been doing this for a long time. This agenda is old. And if you kind of go to Schwab's books, and most people say, I'm not going to read that trash. No, I recommend people read Schwab, not because Daniel Estrin is a globalist. No, because I think it's important to know what the elite are doing. Because again, any conspiracy, Alex, is an open conspiracy. There's a book published back in 1928 by H.G. Wells. Okay. It's called The Open Conspiracy. And that's what the elite do. They tell you up front what they're going to do to you. And they laugh in your face as they kill you and say, remember I told you, and you didn't pay attention. So if you want to understand what they're going to do to you, read his book, COVID-19, The Great Reset. And so Schwab looks at climate threats as a kind of a long-term, what does he call it, driver of the reset, because that's what we're going to. Again, if you look at the book, to quote from it book, he said that hopefully the threat from COVID-19 won't last, and one day it will be behind us. But, he said, by contrast, the threat from climate change and such events will be with us for the foreseeable future and beyond. This is what we have to be paying attention to. And that said, Alex, I think it's important to understand that the ecological crisis, a climate catastrophe.
Let me just back you up. Stop. I just want to back you up because Klaus Schwab wrote that in a couple books. He put out, his book right as it was all starting, COVID-19, Great Reset. But then, Project Veritas with James O'Keefe got all those undercover videos with high-level CNN journalists like 2 years ago. And they said, well, we're going to run this COVID thing for another year, which they did, but then we're going to shift fully to climate change and climate lockdowns and cut off their energy. And then, and it was all true. So Schwab said they'd do it. You go, well, is he in charge? He's at least a mouthpiece. Then CNN's caught saying in 1 year we end the pandemic, we start the climate change. You just nailed it. And so that's the whole next move. Please continue.
So again, that said, again, they're talking about ecological crisis, climate catastrophe. These are the set phrases we're going to be seeing in the mainstream media. Again, this is not Klaus Schwab's invention. Preparations to build the world on the basis of these arguments began over half a century ago. We're talking like 1968 at the initiative of Wells, David Rockefeller. Okay. And the non-governmental organization, which they called the Club of Rome. That's when it was created. That's when the whole thing started. And the Club of Rome, again, was founded in April 1968 by Alexander King and Aurelio Pesci, and it followed the Malthusian theories with a view to what? To genocide. Okay? And who belongs to the Club of Rome? Oh, these are some important people in the West who are concerned about the world well-being. No. We're talking about members of some of the oldest families of the Venetian black nobility of Europe. These are the descendants of the richest European families of European class who controlled and ruled Genoa and Venice, going back to the 12th century. And so in 1972, 4 years after the Club of Rome creation, they published their manifesto on the plight of humanity called The Limits to Growth, where if we are to take them at their word, they said, well, basically, you know, the current situation, you know, especially with the demographic expansion in time of scarcity of natural resources, we cannot survive on the planet Earth. And so they said, in search of this new enemy, okay, they said, we come up with the idea that this enemy could be the pollution, the threat of global warming, water security, famine, and the like. And they concluded by saying, okay, that the true enemy of the planet Earth is us, humanity itself. And so if you actually go back to the Club of Rome, to the 1960s, early 1970s, they began to prepare a plan for the reset of humanity. And they specified what, you know, in the report, what this reset is all about. Number one, the introduction of control over demographic processes in the world to stabilize the population and to reduce the optimal number to a billion people. Number two, deindustrialization of the economy. Number three, erosion of the national sovereignty of the state. Number four, the digitalization of all aspects of human life and society. Number five, the creation of a single world state on the ruins of the nation. So you dismantle the countries, okay, and you create global government. This is the Illuminati agenda, ladies and gentlemen.
Daniel, this is the most powerful interview we've ever done. Can you do a couple more segments with us?
Absolutely.
Oh, beautiful. Real fast, we're going to put your URL on screen, get his books, find his material right there, ladies and gentlemen. We'll tell you about it coming up, Estelin.media. All right, we're going to go to break. Wow, 30 more minutes left with this guy. I'm having flashbacks of stuff he said 20 years ago and his books 15 years ago. And I'm just, we got to stop this. This is so psychotic. This is so evil. He's got to get back in the Club of Rome. I have barely plugged today. We won't be here. We don't get funding. InfoWarsStore.com. Make a donation. Get the turmeric toothpaste. Get the other. We got great nootropics. BrainForce Plus, BrainForce Ultra. 50% off right now. We need funding to stay on air. Thanks for your support. InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. You can get a copy of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, that is also very important. Man, this is a crazy time. Back in 2 minutes.
InfoWarsStore.com is like a grocery store or like a vitamin shop. We want to have all the best brands for you. We want to have a bunch of different choices for you. So I get constant questions online and in person. Hey, what's better? Knockout. What's better? Down and Out. What's better? Why do you sell two or three different sleep aids? And the answer is different herbal formulas, different compounds are better for different people. So one person might like this coffee, another person likes that coffee. That's how our bodies work. They're all very diverse. But we've been able to private label a national bestseller that's been sold for many years that people love and sell it for a lower price under the name InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep. This is a great formula full of amazing safe compounds, giving you deeper, cleaner, restful sleep. And it's in stock, available right now, of 25% off out of the gates. So get your InfoWars MD Good Night Sleep today at InfoWarsStore.com. In the short time we have, I can't get into all the incredible ingredients and super femal vitality. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, read about the ingredients, look them up for yourself, and then understand, this is cold-pressed herbs, so it has a more powerful effect on the body. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Super Male Vitality is selling out. It's an incredible formula for stamina, energy, libido. Only a few hundred bottles left. But the good news is we have several thousand bottles left of Super Female Vitality. That's the same formula. It boosts men. It boosts women. It works great. But women like pink labels. Men like different color labels. So it works for men as well. It's the same formula. It's an incredible formula. And it funds our operation. And here's another important part of the overall information. It's 50% off for a limited time. So get your Super Female Vitality for men and women at InfoWarsStore.com right now for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. Super Female Vitality, 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Daniel Estrin's with us another 30 minutes. I got to tell you, I've known him 20 years, and most of what he said went over my head. But now I'm a little older, been around a lot longer. I'm like, this guy's dead on. My God, it's scary. Some stages don't carry this first five. We'll get into other larger issues next segment. But your view on the 2024 election, what they're going to do with Trump with the indictments, your view on RFK Jr. from your research, what do you think about the U.S. elections?
Well, you know, again, let me explain it to you this way, Alex. The United States as a country is in a very difficult situation. I don't think JFK, Robert Kennedy Jr., I don't think he can win the elections. There are many reasons for that. First, I don't think he has the team to do that. Second of all, he has the entire establishment against him. If Trump couldn't do it, I don't think he could do it either. But there's another problem. You see, the United States is a country, like every person in the world, we have a life cycle. Some of us live 70 years, others live 80, 90, but countries also have a life cycle. Okay, ebbs and flows. So the United States, for example, runs on an 80-year cycle, give or take 2 or 3 years. Let me give you an example. If you kind of go back, you know, to the late 1600s and keep adding 80 years, the first 80-year period takes you to 1776. That's the Revolution. The second 80-year period takes you to 1860. That's the Civil War. The next 80-year period takes you to 1940, give or take 2 or 3 years. That's the Second World War. And the last 80-year period took us to 2020, 2021, 22, 23. So you have, you know, the kind of, you know, bifurcation point. And so the United States has historically has come out of any cycle through some kind of a war, whether it's the Revolution, whether it's the Civil War, whether it's the Second World War. And so what we're looking at right now is, all we go the way of global thermonuclear war, which is one of the reasons why they're pushing, the globalists are pushing thermonuclear war against Russia. Or we have Civil War 2.0, okay? And I'm not sure that the candidates who actually understand, you know...
No, I agree. They don't understand the fourth turning, what the globalists know, that it's like a centrifugal force. Billions of people, we act the same. We think we're different, but we do the same thing. So think about that. The globalists would rather nuclear war to keep control than them get removed from power, is what you just said.
Well, if you have, again, you have $4 quadrillion debt, the best way to write it off is through what's called force majeure. Force majeure is, how do you do that? We have a thermal global nuclear war, you write off debts and responsibilities, and you start from scratch. It's one of the reasons. You can also kill 4 or 5 billion people. I know it sounds insane.
No. This is the most important thing you've said. So when we join the other stations, I want to shut up and let you spend a lot of time on this, but you're saying they're going to say act of God. They're preparing a false act of God to cover up their Ponzi scheme.
Well, why do you think you have the Bill Gates of this world and the Peter Thiels, the owner of PayPal? They're building $100 million bunkers in some of the most remote parts of the world. Because if you had $100 million, Alex, extra, you know, just found it in your pocket, what would you do? Build a bunker so you can live like a rat? Or buy an island in the middle of the Mediterranean, okay, or Caribbean, sit there with your drinky pool looking at the sunset? Unless you knew what was coming. Because again, how do you write off $4 quadrillion debt? You have a lot of people who are going to go hungry. Okay, now you may not be, you know, willing to eat 4 times a day, but we certainly need to eat 2 or 3 times a day every single day. And the United Nations are saying this year 1.5 billion people are not going to have enough food to put on their table. 1.5 billion people, that's a lot of mouths to feed.
Well, that's right. And a lot of experts are predicting that this bull market is about to go super bear. So when we come back, I'm going to just shut up and skip the next break. After this break, you're going to have 25 minutes, Daniel. They'll just start over there. Because I totally agree with you. It's there. And I actually have done the research. And I'm off record, I've had some meetings with Bilderberg Group members and people. And they're asking me, where do you think we should build bunkers? And so I've kind of, you know, like you were meeting with these guys 20 years ago, 50 years ago. I've off record met with some of them, too. And they realize that they're in this predicament. And this is insane. So, I mean, they've built this world. They've stolen the money. They've got control. They realize their system is coming to an end. Let's put your lower third up there again, because I was giving out the wrong site, not my crew's fault, my fault. I was saying Daniel Estulin, or how do you pronounce it right? It is not that. It is. What is the right URL, Daniel?
It's Estulin.media.
So it's very simple. It's www.estulin.media. Dot media to find his books, to find his writings, to find it all. And is there a way, once we talk about the bad news coming up of where the world is right now, is there a way to avert this? Is there a way to stop this? Is there another route from the cataclysm that the establishment is trying to hasten to cover up their crimes and bring in what? Well, if they have their nuclear war, how do they reorganize and come back from that? I mean, there's so many questions. The questions just create questions and questions and questions.
A lot of people have asked me, why is InfoWars Store and InfoWars Life not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? And the answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality to lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWars MD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing. But I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWars MD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality formula and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
I can assure you, and you can hear the excitement in my voice, that what we're covering here is 100% real as a heart attack or as getting hit by a train. All right? And I've met with Bilderberg Group members. I've told you that in the last few years. Well-known names who are upset about what's happening. You see Elon Musk on the surface saying he's battling this. We've only got 25 minutes left with Daniel Estulin. I said I'd do it earlier. I kind of did it. But I'm going to give him the floor now on why the elites are building bunkers, what the end of this system means, how we can hopefully stop it. But if they have their war as a distraction for the end of their Ponzi scheme, what comes out of that? Where do you go to survive a nuclear war? This is insanity, but they are pushing it. Daniel Estulin, give us the analysis.
So basically, Alex, in essence, we have no guidance systems for the future. It's the end of the model. At the end of the Bretton Woods economic model, which was created at the end of World War II, it's based on the concept of infinite growth on a finite planet. We've come to the end of that model. You've stolen everything from everybody else. There's nothing left to steal. We have nothing left. And you've come to the end of the model. You could expand as they did in 1981 at the expense of the Soviet system. Because again, after World War II, you had two models, the capitalist West and the Soviet socialist East. And the capitalist countries controlled 60% of the global market and the Soviet Union satellites 40%. And then, you know, these two systems, they fought each other, but, you know, within the certain confines of the system itself. But then in 1991, when the Soviet system collapsed, the West expanded at their expense. And because capitalism is a very dynamic system, they were able to expand in short time between 1991 and 2007. They took over the entire 40% of the global Soviet socialist space. And then in 2007, we saw, whether they call it the Lehman Brothers collapse, the subprime, it doesn't matter what it was. But again, the metaphorical patient went into the hospital and said, my throat hurts. Well, 14 years later, that metaphorical patient is on its deathbed. And the doctor is saying to the family, we have no idea how long it, he, she is going to live as long as the heart lasts out, but it's dead. And if you think that this model can survive, no, it can't. Never again. And so again, if we think we can go back to globalization, as so many people say, we'll just go back to the model that was before, it worked perfectly. No. Okay? That model is dead forever. It's, you cannot unring the doorbell. Okay? You cannot be 19 again. I'm 56. I can never be 19 again. And so globalization, what is it? It's a free movement of people, of products, of finances, of services. And today it no longer exists because the borderless world is dead. What we've had before, again, is dead. Okay? Not in 2 months, not in 4 months. It doesn't matter. Collapse means loss of wealth. It means loss of properties, money, stocks, bonds, any kind of investments. And this is a systemic collapse and not a collapse of one branch of the government. And so for the first time, Alex, in centuries, we have no model and no image of the future. And in weeks, for example, okay, if you kind of look at it, what we're seeing right now, for the first time in the last 300 years, again, what we're seeing today has only happened twice in the last 2,000 years. The first time between the 4th and the 6th centuries when the old Roman Empire collapsed and was replaced over time by feudalism. And then 1,000 years later between the 16th and the 17th centuries when feudalism collapsed and was replaced by modern capitalism. And now today's modern capitalism, global economy is dead. It's on its deathbed. And for the first time, again, we have no model. And this fact that we have no model, this space, this vacuum, unless we can come up with a language to define what's coming, is going to be filled with extreme violence. And by language, I don't mean Russian or English or Mandarin or Spanish or French. The language of economics. And the West doesn't have the language to explain economic collapse. And that's easy to show. Every economist since the last crisis in 2008, which is what, 17 men and 6 women over this period of time, not one of them has the language to explain the theory of crisis. And so if on top of that, you add the fact that, I'm not sure that people actually know this. Since 1981 and Reaganomics, the real growth of the American economy, if you take out all the money that was printed by the government over the past 40 years, is 0%. And globally, it's also 0%. And 174 countries have shown negative growth over the past 12 months. That's the entire world, Alex. That's what's called limits to growth within a financial model, which no longer works. And today's, again, global debt is what, $3-4 quadrillion? Nobody really knows. And so as the bubble continues to grow and grow and grow, especially since the 2006-2009 crisis, very few people understood that the last crisis, the 2006-2008-2009, was just a rehearsal, okay, for what's coming right now. Because by printing and lending 140, I think it is, trillion dollars since 2006, the problem and risks are made exponentially greater. So here we are, summer 2023. You have debts, unfunded liabilities, derivatives of about $3-4 quadrillion. And this is some impossible to fathom. But just to give you an idea what that is, it's a 3 plus 15 zeros. And if I told you it's 50 times, you know, world GDP, it gives you the idea what the world and central banks will have to grapple with over the next few years. And so we're now in the final stages of the end game. And the end of the end could be an extended affair, or it could be extremely quick. It could be, you know, the slow burn, as some economists say, or it could be, you know, a major decline. Okay, we don't really know. But what we do know, okay, is that the model is dead and they leave. They simply have no language. And if to that, Alex, you add the fact that we're changing paradigms. In other words, what does that mean? And that's important. So we've gone from the 4th technological paradigm, that's industrial economy, to the 5th, which is post-industrial economy. In other words, financial tech, IT, entertainment, telecommunication, you know, people playing with numbers on a computer screen. And now we're coming into the 6th technological paradigm, which is trans-industrial economy. Trans doesn't mean transsexuals.
And by the way, let's start there. We've still got 17 minutes left. This is, you got to come back soon. I changed numbers. You changed numbers. We lost each other for 5 years. We're back in contact. Before he leaves, give him my new cell phone number because people keep leaking my numbers. So I'll get that to you, Daniel. But I want you to come back in commercial free shows too and podcasts. We get millions of views. And just really, you can send us all the documents. So you have, we'll do whole presentations. You can come here, you know, to Austin if you can get up here and just, we'll let you do a big PowerPoint right here. But get into what you were about to say, the next part, but I wanted you to humor me because some stations didn't carry that first five. you're right, because I know these people. I'm not going to say names, but the average globalist has moved to like northern Canada, 100 miles from any town, and is ready for the end of the world. Or they're moved to Tasmania or Kauai, yep. Or they've moved to like a mountaintop in Argentina or Chile. And they believe it's all over. So even when the billionaires that are part of the power structure think it's all over, I'm not trying to be doom and gloom, but listeners, they need to understand, even the establishment knows they've lost. So, and they don't have, like you said, they don't have a fix for this. That's why they romantically think, well, we always get out of this with a war, so let's go start a fight where Napoleon and Hitler went to die. I mean, it's psychotic. And you've got some of the weird war hawks and neocons convincing themselves they're invincible and a bunch of weird lawyers that have never done anything. But when it comes to like some of the real people that are left who were part of the power structure, they're very resigned right now. And that should be a big concern for people. Like you said, they're not buying an island in the Mediterranean or the Caribbean to watch the sunsets. They're not retiring. They're building giant bunkers.
Well, again, it's like, you know, you mentioned war and conflict. Look what's happening right now. You have war and conflict between governments. You have war and conflict between governments and corporations. You have corporations versus corporations. You have dominant cultures versus, you know, other cultures. You have legislative branch against the executive branch, against the judiciary. You have the elite against the people. You have locals versus the migrants. And now we have the humans versus the transhumans and the culture one versus culture two. And any of these conflicts, Alex, any one of them, can lead to war, but all of them together at the same time, not even a global conflict can hope to solve. So what does it come down to? Nobody, again, has a conceptual vision of the world post-crisis. And what we're witnessing today are the global processes of transformation, which is what I talk about in my book, just released a few months ago by my American publisher, Chris Milligan, which would result in a collapse of a system. And so we better have an alternative ready, or this vacuum will be filled with violence.
And I totally agree. In fact, if you can come back next week or the week after, we'll do 2 hours commercial free on like a weekend, and we'll air it over 2 days on the show, because you are, I'm not kissing your ass. I always knew you were smart and I always loved you, but someone went over my head and I thought, okay, this guy just thinks he knows too much. I didn't think you were arrogant. I just thought I thought you were too confident in what you were saying. And now it all came true. I'm just fascinated how you saw it 15, 20 years ago. I know you had sources. I know you did deep research. But now I'm on the edge of my seat because I know you're absolutely right. And I want to avert this for my family. I just want to fix this.
Well, you know, again, when we're talking about, you mentioned China earlier. Like, China has no model of its. Like China only works for China. No model applicable to China is applicable to the rest of the world. The United States has no image of the future, which is beyond, you know, stealing somebody else's resources. Russia's in the process of changing its constitution. Russia's constitution is forbidden by the United States, because Russia's constitution back in 1993 was written at the University of Harvard. So Russia has no ideology of its own. It is, the Soviet Union had an ideology, but Russia does not. And so having an ideology in Russia today is a criminal offense, Alex. And that's, you know, Putin is the all-powerful leader. No, he's not. Okay, if he was all-powerful and he was actually thinking about Russia, we'd have an ideology.
Well, that's what I've been told by very prominent Russians. They say, no, Putin's barely hanging on, just trying to block a full takeover, just like Trump, when he was in, was barely in control. Putin is barely in control.
Well, I wouldn't say barely, but certainly he's not the all-powerful omnipotent, as a lot of people say. And so, again, one of the key elements of today's global systemic collapse is a change. And this is important of technological paradigm. So what is this sixth technological paradigm? I mean, it means that the destruction of the service economy, the entertainment economy, related to the fifth technological paradigm, which is, you know, the post-industrial economy.
And why is Hollywood committing suicide? They already know what's happening. They're just a weapon against us because they're like kamikaze.
Because they're a part of the global liberal cartel. Their idea is promote liberal values. And because right now we're seeing that the unipolar world is collapsing. Okay, and we have a new world being created as we speak. Their ideology is no longer as powerful as it was before, when everybody was trumpeting at the same time. Okay, that's the reason. Now, to go back to what I was saying before, the sixth techno paradigm, robotics, additive technologies, and this massive transition to production without the participation of humans. In other words, with artificial intelligence. Production that is not dependent on transport networks.
And you just said it. The globalists are not just depending on World War III to save themselves, but AI and robots. You harped on that 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 10 years ago. Now it's all come true. How is that going for them?
Well, it's going well, because again, one of the things about the sixth techno paradigm is the key role for artificial intelligence and absolutely all aspects of our lives. It's not about, again, it's not about drones. It's not about robots. It's a new philosophy, Alex, of creating this ambiance that doesn't depend on people. And so human beings are becoming obsolete. And so we, the people, we have to define what is it that we do better than robots? Because if we can, they will re-engineer us out of the system. Because again, there's how many? 8 billion, 8.5 billion people out there. Collapse means 90% left jobless. And that's 7 billion people. That's dystopic world. It's all these, you know, films and books that, you know, science fiction books going back to the 1960s. They talked about this. Well, it's coming true. And also, so, and this is the reality. And also, so the elite, they understand that needs to be done. And that's one of the reasons we have, you know, the concentration camp without tears. We have the control grid. We have all this other stuff. But at the same time, they need to do this in an organized fashion. And they're running out of time. And that's our advantage.
I was about to say, the robots are their savior, but it's not going to get done on time.
I don't think so. I don't think it's going to be done on time.
I was going to interrupt you 3 minutes ago and say, I think they're not getting it done on time. And you just, that's why we're like simpatico.
They're not getting it done on time. No, because they're running. And that's why they're getting sloppy. Whether it's before, it was pristine. I mean, you couldn't tell how well things were done. I mean, you just, you know, you had to marvel at the ability of the bad people.
It was seamless before, and now it's all falling apart.
It's falling apart because they have no time, so they have to, it's cut and paste, cut and paste, cut and paste. Okay, basically they're using the same techniques that they used before. I asked many years ago, a friend of mine was one of the people in the Bilderbergers, I said to him, why do you guys always use the same, you know, methodology? And he said, because it works. Why change?
By the way, you told me that like 18 years ago, and then you predicted what was going to happen the next few years, and it all came true. I didn't doubt you, but only since I've been invited to meet with Bilderberg group members who I realize they say the same thing. Well, you're smart. We know other people. We just want to know what you think. They're just having war games to know. But did you learn all this yourself, or was it the Bilderberg guys telling you, or was it a mix?
Many years of work, Alex, many years of putting together models. I have a doctorate degree in political science. And so the idea is, again, I build models that explain the future. And if you understand how the global, because again, so for example, everyone knows that governments, they have national policy to deal with national issues and foreign policy to deal with international issues. But very few people realize that above the national and international, you also have a global policy. Okay, and these global processes are controlled processes by the global elite. I'm not talking about the presidents, I'm not talking about prime ministers, I'm talking about the global elite beyond the Bilderbergers. So for example, when a 13-year-old girl ODs on heroin in school bathroom, she didn't decide to kill herself. She is a number, she is a victim within transformation of society to what? To a no future generation. So what do the elite do? They create chaos, we know that. And so you substitute real values for false or superficial values. You substitute morality for immoral behavior. You create modern heroes based on superficiality, on promiscuity. And these are all directed processes. Because when your hero is a football player, Cardi B and her number one Billboard song, WAP, Wet Ass Pussy, or worse, Spider-Man, or Wonder Woman, or Ninja Turtles, or YouTuber who takes clothes off for her audience. Because being a hero, you know, we're talking about moral rectitude, and you lead by example. You improve the lives of people by your actions per square kilometer of space against nature. And global mafia, that's important, you know, to end this. Global mafia, they're not afraid of Trump. They're not afraid of Putin. They're not afraid of Xi Jinping. They're not afraid of any president or prime minister. They are afraid of us, Alex, the people. And the moral breakdown of a nation happens not from material losses, but from the lack of vision of a better future. And that's where we have to stay strong, because we can and we will win, because evil can never, never, never triumph over good.
By the way, you just blew me away. You're absolutely right. The measure of civilization and being a good man or woman is per square millimeter or kilometer on this earth, building a good, rich environment for humans, animals, plants, and a future for this planet together. And everything the globalists do is antithetical to that. And so that's why I've said, just getting a farm, working with local people, you'll produce one thing, they'll produce another. Just getting back to being human is the entire future, and doing it now before it's too late. Or maybe it is too late. I was going to ask you, I've not had time to go get prepared. I've spent all my money. I don't have money to go build some armored fortress, you know, in the Azores or whatever. And I understand there's nowhere safe other than beating this, but for those that want to cut and run, I mean, where is it safe? What would you do?
Well, I mean, nowhere is safer than in your own country, because anywhere you go, okay, if you go to a foreign country, you always be a foreigner in another land. So, for example, if you're an American, you come to Mexico, you don't speak Spanish. You're always going to be a, you know, gringo. You're always going to be an American in Mexico. Some people are going to like you. A lot of people are going to hate you for being American. It's a typical thing. You can go to Europe, but it's the same thing. You know, when the proverbial shit hits the fan, okay, you're going to be an outsider. So the idea is you stay where you are, okay? That's your country. You defend your nation. You may move from one state to another. You say, I don't like this state. There are too many degenerates in the state. I'm going to go to another state, whether it's Tennessee, whether it's Florida. I don't know. It doesn't matter. The point is you start working with people locally. Start creating a local community. Start getting people. You need a lawyer. You need a mechanic. You need a computer expert. You need an agriculture. You need all these people who can do things, you know, when things stop working nationally or globally. And so you start creating your community within, you know, initially a small group of people. You have to be very careful so you don't get infiltrated by these people and destroyed from within, which is, you know, one bad apple.
Which they love to do. I mean, the left, exactly. They literally went to university, and even low-level ones are wanting to be spies, wanting to be agents. They're not even commanded, but they still infiltrate to hurt you to then get a job. I mean, they have created some scum.
Well, the idea is, again, the idea is you stay where you are, but you start building a community within, because you're going to, in the end, you're going to protect and defend your nation, okay? God, flag, country, whatever that is, whatever that may be, it doesn't make a difference, okay? You'll always be safer in your own land than anywhere else in the world.
I think that's very astute, because if you don't know the terrain and the people, people should be getting folks they trust, getting ready now, and getting psychologically ready for what's going down, and then we can do anything together if we're even psychologically, spiritually ready is what you're saying.
Yeah.
So if the robots aren't getting there on time to save the globalists, and they're crazy enough to hope nuclear war would have saved them,
there's a lot of stuff going on, Alex. Again, there's a lot of unknowns, okay? And one of the good things is that, again, no one has the roadmap to explain where we're going, which means that the globalists, because they don't have a map, for the first time in history, they have no way to get from point A to point B. They don't have the language to explain.
And by the way, it's funny you say that, because I read the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Times of London, then I read the CFR, And I said to some of these globalists I met with the last few years, I said, so I'm here because you don't know what to do. And they said, no, things are coming to an end. We're trying to figure out what you think. And so I can tell you what you're saying is accurate. What you just said is the whole, they know they've come to a brick wall. They know they've come to a dead end. And so this is an amazing moment right now.
Well, it is. And again, you know, there is an opportunity for us, but we got to stay strong. We have to realize, first of all, Alex, people have to realize that this is real. This is some wacky, crazy conspiracy theory. This is not, you know, tinfoil hat stuff. This is real. Open your eyes, people. Look around you. You know, the despair, the hopeless. You know, again, what do people want? People want order. How do you get order? Okay, you get dictators, you have police, you have your big brother, big data, social rating. This is what you have right now in China. This is what Putin has just signed. Okay? But everybody was saying, no, Putin is not like that. Absolutely one of the rest. Okay, and so you have the global disorder to bring humanity closer to global control under the rubric of whatever you want. War on terror, war on drugs, war on radicalism, war on COVID. Just pick one. It doesn't really make a difference. And the bureaucratic control mechanism in every country, I repeat, in every country is under the control of the same people. And the objective is you sell people despair, you sell them hopelessness, and it's working. Because if people can say, look, I just can't win. I'm just going to shoot myself. I'm going to let them do whatever they want. Look at the United States. You have 131 million Americans who are antidepressants. And in 2019, Europeans spent $900 billion. That's the year before COVID. $900 billion, okay, on psychiatrists. Are you going to tell me that's a sign of a healthy society? No, it's not.
No, and the people that sold us that aren't going to want to get us out of it. They're leading us down the primrose path. So exercise, pray to God, get involved, speak out, and emancipate yourself from the system and realize this is a great opportunity we're entering into. This is the death of this failed technocracy, and we've got to decide what that future is going to be.
And stop watching stupid TV channels and stupid shows. Dedicate your time, okay, to important things in life because, again, we really don't have a lot of time to prepare.
Daniel, I don't know how on earth it's been 5 years. Like you said, my number changed and then yours did and we've been out of contact. I begged my producers for months to get you on. I don't even know the backstory how we got you on, but promise me in the next few weeks you'll come on commercial free. Please.
You got it.
Cause I want to talk more about the big picture and solutions. You're dead on. Incredible. One more time, put his lower third up. And you're an expert on transhumanism. You called all this decades ago. And what is your latest book? I haven't read it yet. I'm going to order it today. What's the book?
That's the one over there. It's called Global Projects at War, 2045, Chris Milligan, Trine Day Press.
All right. So again, we'll put your URL on screen one more time. It's Estulin.media, Estulin.media. And again, I've been knowing you for 20 years.
We have a lot of private stuff there for our subscribers, things that we can't, we have a TV channel. We do interviews with amazing people. Obviously, if I put it up on YouTube, my channel will be, banned in a matter of minutes. We also do weekly conceptual intelligence review, which is a 40-minute analysis in English and another file in Spanish.
I watch it all the time. That's why I was telling you to get you on. Well, I'm glad you're here. I love you. I appreciate you, brother. And we'll talk to you again in the next few weeks. Estulin.media. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Wow. That was an important hour and a half, folks. It'll be posted to band.video soon. Wow. Woo. We got another guest coming on, man. I got to tell you, this is getting crazy right now. Woo. That was important. Can't you feel it?
A lot of people have asked me, why is InfoWars Store and InfoWars Life not had a probiotic for more than 3 years? The answer is simple. We only bring you the highest quality to lowest prices. We had a top maker, top certified of probiotics for more than 7 years. They got bought by a libtard company and said, we're not doing business with you, Mr. Jones, anymore. Finally, we got a probiotic just as good or better with a top lab that loves our show. We're able to private label it under InfoWars MD as our probiotic formula. So you can get a super high quality probiotic for amazing gut health and more at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off right now. Now, wherever you get your probiotics is something everybody should be doing. But I'm asking you to try our probiotic. I think you're going to have an amazing effect and it funds our entire operation. So get your InfoWars MD probiotic today at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a high quality formula and it keeps us on the air. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
We have three original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers, that are filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste. We have the ultimate tooth whitening with coral calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So all three toothpaste in stock for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com.
There is a war for the future happening right now. There is a war that will control my destiny, your destiny, our children's destinies. And that war is something that we can win, but it takes dedication. It takes commitment. That's why I ask listeners respectfully to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy great products that will enrich and empower your life while keeping us on air at the very same time. InfoWarsStore.com to get a signed or unsigned copy of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World. Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock. Nitric Boost, the amazing CBD oil we have that's the highest quality you're going to find anywhere at more than half off. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, some of the very best products. And a lot of you have never shopped at InfoWarsStore. You've been watching for years, you've been listening for years, but you've never taken the step to go to InfoWarsStore. These are great products that really work and are amazing. Plus, they keep us on air. So again, please take action. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones. Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Yeah, there's a storm on the loose. Sirens in my head.
One of the things that we're not hearing a lot about is the unique potential safety problem of coronavirus vaccines.
And then something changed.
Any vaccine released by emergency use authorization by the FDA is an outstanding vaccine.
J&J's vaccine has a risk of life-threatening blood clots.
When you hear the beep, that's the sound of safety.
So don't overthink it. They're both really good. They're all really good vaccines. Get vaccinated now.
You gotta call now.
If you wait, it's gonna be really too late to protect your child.
If this was your child, what happens next could make it the worst day of your life.
So even though COVID poses zero threat to healthy children,
vaccinate your children.
Do the right thing. Be safe and not sorry.
I'm strongly recommending for adolescents to get their two doses of vaccine and fully immunized after those two doses.
Advanced technology that can help save lives.
This is going to be a long-lasting vaccine. A long-lasting vaccine.
A few moments later,
we're seeing that two doses is not holding up well for emergency room visits. It's not holding up well for hospitalizations.
Here we go again.
Everyone's going to need a booster. You need that third immunization.
Triple the amount.
Get that third immunization. The two mRNA vaccines were always a three-dose vaccine. I've always said this is a three-dose vaccine.
But I'm not done yet.
That third immunization, the problem is it's not holding up. So we may have to look at sort of innovative solutions.
Oh, God, not this again.
A fourth immunization.
Oh, boy.
Just to keep them going.
Keep the country going.
We have to consider some out-of-the-box things. A fourth immunization.
A fourth immunization.
Get that second boost.
A second boost
to keep the country going. I've made that recommendation. A fourth immunization.
But I'm still not done.
One semester later.
Unfortunately, the numbers are starting to trend up again. So the hospitalizations are up. And so the most important message that I have this morning is get your new bivalent booster.
Willie and Lise were saying they got their booster, and I was like, oh, I need to get mine. And then I found out they're talking about the third shot. Mm-hmm. And is that the bivalent, or is it the fourth booster, or does it matter?
Don't worry so much about the number of...
There's no wrong way to use it.
You have to get it. This new bivalent booster...
You can double or triple stack them.
The new bivalent one is doing a much better job. You have to get a booster.
Yeah.
You need to get this new bivalent booster. That bivalent booster for COVID.
But does everyone ages 12 and older need a booster?
The answer is yes.
Yes.
And by the way, if you're over 50 and have gotten two boosters and more than two to four months out, you're going to need a third booster as well, a fifth immunization.
Five!
I don't think we're going to need an annual booster like flu.
Eventually.
Dr. Hotez supports yearly boosters, just like flu.
But I'm still not done!
It looks as though the boosters are not holding up quite as well as we'd like. And I think our thinking is going to change, and that what's going to happen is every, you know, few months, we may need another booster.
Perfect results each and every time.
You know, we just could not overcome that massive disinformation campaign. These fake concepts of herd immunity and discrediting masks.
Well, Dr. Hotez, you are a national treasure.
It is picking off young people like we've never seen.
Dr. Peter Hotez, that was extremely informative.
Disinformation that you're hearing, that kids are fine, it's nonsense. Kids need to get that vaccination.
You healthcare workers have been our saviors.
Watch out for that misinformation.
Dr. Peter Hotez is probably one of the smartest people on this topic.
If you haven't gotten your five and ups vaccinated yet, now's the time to do that.
Dr. Peter Hotez, thank you for saving the world.
They also support giving that third immunization for the 12 to 17 year olds. People have to feel safe.
Dr. Hotez, you are a voice of reason.
Take down the fake information. These fake concepts of herd immunity. Our last hope is to vaccinate our way through this. Make certain that everybody's vaccinated, including their kids.
important thing right now the American people have to do.
Dr. Peter Hotez is the person that we like to go to for this sort of expertise.
The single most impactful thing you can do is make certain that you're fully boosted and preferably two boosted.
Later. Monkeypox is a global emergency.
And it's accelerating among a specific social network of men who have sex with men, not because it's sexually transmitted.
Monkeypox is sexually transmitted. Almost exclusively.
Before we let you go, we have to stop and applaud you because a lot of MSNBC viewers who have watched you constantly for the last 3 years or so and have come to trust you, I don't know if they fully appreciate what you have done.
All right, for the next hour and 22 minutes, Owen Benjamin, a popular comedian and researcher and talk show host, joins us. He's been on before years ago. And I wanted to get him on just because he's a controversial guy and definitely challenges the system. And that's important, whether you agree with somebody or not. It's important to promote free speech in this great age of tyranny. So we're going to cover the waterfront here. We haven't talked before he came on. I called him a few days ago, asked if he'd come on. He said, sure, owenbenjamin.com. You can find everything there. Most folks know who he is. There is so much to talk about here. The world, the war in Russia, the economy, the open borders, the pedo promotion, Robert Kennedy Jr. and Trump and the indictment and just the insanity of this world. So we're here. Owen Benjamin is a comedian and homesteader. He's appeared on Leno, Fallon, and was a regular TBS Sullivan and Son, Vince Vaughn Wild West comedy tour, and The House Bunny and All's Fair in Love. Benjamin has continued a career in comedy after having been let go by CAA in Hollywood for his stance on transgender children 4, 5, 6 years ago when it was not cool to do that and other issues. He currently produces a daily podcast from his farm in northern Idaho and is a co-founder of the video platform Unauthorized.tv, Unauthorized.tv news outlet, and the, I think I'm reading that wrong, but the Bertrarian Times. Bertarian Times, and the Great Bear Trail, a project to promote local agriculture and eliminate dependencies on wasteful living, owenbenjamin.com. But, man, I got to tell you, it has been crazy. It is an insane world we live in. So, Owen, thanks for joining us. I'm going to let you launch the first topic here.
Oh, thanks for having me, man. I just wanted to say I appreciate you having me, and I'm glad to have this convo. And happy Juneteenth. Today is a new holiday, apparently. Juneteenth, it's a big one.
Absolutely. In fact, this is the day that the Republicans freed the slaves from the Democrats, which actually happened.
Is that? Oh, nice. I didn't know that. But, I just know that.
But then
no
Democrats turn it around. The Democrats turn it around that it's the Republicans. So, yeah.
Every time they close the post office, though, I get a little bummed out. I just because that's how I do most of my commerce is through the post office. So, you know, Juneteenth kind of bums me out. But I get it. I get it.
Well, no, it's a total crap. I mean, it was only in Texas that they learned 2 years after that slavery had ended. And I get it. It was exciting. It was fun. It was wonderful. But they're just trying to, again, create racial division, patronize
yeah, exactly.
the black people, and create another
yeah.
white people or evil holiday. I get it.
Yeah. So what do you want to talk about? Let's do whatever you want.
Brother, I mean, what do you think of the big controversy going on right now with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Dr. Peter Hotez? I mean, this guy, we just played an intro of him. All over the map. He wants people arrested that disagree with him. I've got his quotes here. He wants to take over our bodies, which I say is worse than a pedophile. Pedophile is terrible. They just want to rape a child. This guy wants to rape our bodies and put a GMO product into us. So we got a new word. It's like a big pharma rapist, or I mean, I'm not sure what you call it.
A genetic rapist?
Yes.
There you go. Genetic rape. Yeah, I've never seen that guy talk before. So I was just watching that video you played. He seems like a gremlin, almost like he was cast to be like the most disgusting looking guy imaginable. And yeah, someone who saw this coming, like I never wore a mask or got anything swabbed in my nose or any vaccines or anything. I don't know. I just think it's all so stupid. That's why I started growing my own food. Cause I figured they were going to try and get that shit in you from food too. If they can't get it through a needle.
Well, that's right. I mean, didn't you even move to a farm before they did all this?
Yeah, I saw it coming because I was pretty early on a lot of these controversies. And so I saw that they weren't going to, in my opinion, I mean, obviously I could be wrong, but I didn't think it was going to be like the boot boys kicking in the doors. I thought like the way I saw what they did to me is remove comforts, remove access, remove ability to do certain commerce or to be heard or platformed. And so I started getting real inspired by like the Amish, like people that, that no one messes with. And so I was
It's like the first stage is always put you in a ghetto and then it's sending you to the slave camp. So please continue.
Yeah. Like dependency is how they get you. It's like the leash to get you. And so I was like, I'm going to be as non-dependent as possible, whether it's my own platforms, like what you did, which is a great idea. Like I don't even want to be, I don't even want to be dependent on someone else's water source.
In fact, I would say just as important as a piece of private property is the well and getting the water out. You got that. That's a first major step. You're already like 30% there. What you need to do with that.
Yeah. And so that's why, I see why people thought I looked paranoid, and I used to drink some White Claws and ran at the moon a little. And I get that. That's why I want to say, I understand if people thought I was, angry because
but you were going through your metamorphosis and your awakening.
Exactly. And so now I'm actually much less angry than I think a lot of normal people that are just waking up. And so I was like making fun of Robert Kennedy Jr.'s voice. And I was saying that he sounded like a goat on a washing machine and that he ate a vibrator and stuff like that. And people were getting mad at me because they thought I was trying to like bum out the awakening. And I just wanted to clear up that I'm so like, I don't know anybody that takes vaccines or anything. So from my point of view, I was just making fun of political figures like I always do. And you know, I make fun of pretty much anybody. I'm like a roast comic. I used to be a heckler at a Renaissance fair. It's kind of my art. But like, I just wanted to clear it up. I'm glad that a lot of normal people are being exposed to a lot of these truths from this conflict between RFK Jr. and the Gremlin guy. I just like my life is so detached from that. Like I don't, you know, that I'm kind of unaware that that's still necessary.
Well, let me like, just say you're very astute. The final reason I wanted to get you on, I've been meaning to, was that, but I wanted to have a real discussion, not a debate, because we'd be dumb to just trust RFK Jr. all the way, or Trump or any of these people. So I wanted to have a discussion about that. And yes, yeah. I wish that he did not have a voice that, you know, sounded like he was being strangled. But in fairness to him, if you go back, he had a very nice voice till the 90s. He has this disorder they can put it on screen where the nerves mess up and basically your larynx is always clenching. And so he has to force his larynx to even talk. It sounds like hell to me, but kind of I've damaged my larynx. So I'm kind of halfway there. But I get,
but your voice isn't like, see, you have like a scrappy voice a little bit, but yours is still like a mask. Again, I know I sound mean, but his wobbles like an old woman. And I get that it's, you know, yours still sounds like a football coach. Like you could give a pep talk where you'd be like, go out there, kids, go hit hard, blah, blah, blah. And your voice doesn't like, I don't make fun of your voice because it sounds like the, football coaches I've had when someone's like wobbly voiced, cause like we're just coming off Biden who sounds fucking crazy. So it's like, the last thing I'm looking for is another guy with a voice that sounds crazy. And I get it. I get that everybody has disorders. Like I'm never going to be, you know, in the NBA or like I would have loved to play pro football. I'm not fast enough. I get it. Like some people just have, like I would much rather have RFK Jr. work for the NIH or the FDA. But like president, the only thing that you have to do is speak clearly. And you got the Fettermans and the Bidens and so it's like, yeah, you could have a firefighter, a dwarf firefighter with one leg and a heart of gold who's always dreamed about being a firefighter, but it's like, come on, you know, it's like.
Sure. It's like 300. We got the hunchback that can't raise a shield. He can't be part of the phalanx and bring the whole group down. But let me be clear. I didn't get you on to take you to the woodshed because that's not my position. I'm not the boss here. You know, that you were attacking RFK Jr. I actually wanted you to bring up some of those points and open a larger debate about we can't just trust in Trump. We can't just trust in RFK Jr. We got to trust in ourselves. Like Daniel Esselin just said last hour. Hopefully, I mean, look, they killed his dad. They killed his uncle. I think he's legitimately anti-establishment. But then you make the points where he goes, I can't go on Alex Jones's show or Steve Bannon because my wife says no. And then Larry David's like, don't worry. I control his wife. We're not endorsing him. And it is a little creepy with this, you know, going on. So I think it's important to not just set him up as some idol or some god, that's gotta be worshipped. And then you raise something that I didn't have time to pull up. I'm sure it's true, but it sounds horrible. I wish it wasn't. But that he makes people get vaccinated to come to his house? Because that's kind of a hypocritical deal breaker for me. He needs to come out and repudiate that, or I'm going to have a major problem.
Yeah, and his global warming stuff and his anti-Second Amendment stuff. And it's like, I get it.
But he's been walking that back. He's been walking back the gun stuff, saying it's really the Prozac. He said the borders should not be open. They want to create a new slave class. He said that global warming's being used to power grab. ESGs are a fraud. I mean, that's pretty good.
That is good. Well, that's why it's important to call this stuff out, because people walk things back when people like us call it out. Because the politician kind of, they think of talking points to say things that people want to hear and they relate to people. Like, they're like the cream on top of the milk, and they require that. So when I used to call out Trump or any of these people.
No, when I've called out Trump, they go, he's a hypocrite. He still likes Trump, but he's calling him out. I want him to do the right thing. Exactly.
Right.
You've got to tell your kids, carry out the damn trash. And people, the president works for us. Like, carry the trash out, you son of a bitch.
Exactly, dude. And that's why, like, when people call me out constructively, I'm very appreciative of it. There's like trolling where they want to take you down. They want to like mess with your head. But there's also times when people are like, you know, have you thought about this? Like, why don't you do more like this? Be more productive. And that's why one of my rules is I try not to criticize anything that I don't actively try to build an alternative. And so, you know, that's where I'm at. And I'm not like, again, I'm not saying RFK Jr. is like an evil guy. Like, a lot of times in this modern world, if you criticize, or if you like say, watch out for this, like watch out for his extreme support of Hillary Clinton, and then people think you're like mad at him or something. And I'm like, no, I'm doing what we're all supposed to do to our leadership. And that's one thing that makes America great.
Well, let's go back to Hillary, where you supported Hillary over Trump.
Yeah.
That's the most worrying, because she's a known warmonger that brags about destroying countries and killed all these people. It sounds to me like he's got a big PR operation. And they did kill his dad and they did kill his uncle, but they were both politicians as well. But they did do some good things. But at the same time, okay, vaccines are hurting people. I'll be popular against that. That's, and then okay, right. I'll be against this war, and okay, I'll be against, you know, these forced injections now. And so I do see that he should answer for supporting Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. And I also just don't have a lot of faith in politicians. So my whole thing is just don't give them an inch and make them do the right thing to keep our attention and keep our support, because I just think the nature of the typical politician is almost like they're prostitutes. No offense to the politicians. I like a lot of sheriffs. Like, my local sheriff is an awesome guy. But a lot of those big guys, they remind me a lot of the Hollywood people I knew, where they're like, just tell me what to say. Tell me how to say it. Tell me what'll make you feel. And I get that. I've acted before. I get like having a director and all that. And so that's why I'm pretty hard on them, because I'm just like, I know they just want attention and a pat on the head. And
yeah, we want the American people to be the directors. Let's hear a few minutes
exactly,
of him.
Exactly, exactly, brother. Yeah.
This is Kennedy. And what year is this? Like 1980 or something? I mean, this is Robert F. It's 1978. So I was 4 years old. This is Robert F. Kennedy with his voice before it got paralyzed. Here he is.
There's a lot of people in Alabama, and George Wallace certainly is. He's had a great effect on, I think, the entire South and on the civil rights movement in this country in general.
Truly a remarkable man. This is the man that Griffin Bell wanted to have named, or Jimmy Carter did, as head of the FBI, but because of ill health, he could not. But he was the federal judge in Alabama, as you say, that had such an impact on not just Alabama, but the South.
That's right. During the 60s, he integrated every major institution in Alabama. Because of the political structure down there, and really a politics that really involved, George Wallace politics, that really involved a stance of defiance, he was really forced to go in and actually take over institutions that in other places in the South where there was a certain amount
of... Okay, so here he is at 24. I've watched the whole interview. He seems pretty smart at 24, but extremely leftist. So there you go. You know, I kind of like the new... frog voice compared to the kind of Eastern establishment, serious elitism vibes there, though. I mean, he's just radiating a liberal version of William F. Buckley. It makes me want to curl into a ball.
Well, he's radiating a vibe like he's just ready to just bang to me. Like, I know guys like that. They're just like, he's just being like, you know, handsome and tough and smooth. And he's just ready to like, just fuck, you know?
So you're going with the Kennedy cliche that they're so promiscuous?
Yeah, which is okay. Like, again, I'm not coming from like a high horse. I'm just a comic, man. A lot of people will overthink me. Like I have an agenda. Like I'm trying to take something down, and I'm just saying what I see. I just see a guy that looks like he's pretty into banging, you know?
Oh my goodness.
You know?
No.
Which is fine. You know, I've went through phases. I went through, but like, if you look at me.
Hey, luckily, right, I've never been into that, Benjamin. Never. So.
Good for you.
Thank God, I'm actually a virgin. So I get it.
I get it. Dude, you're keeping it all inside. You don't want to waste the male, the masculine force. You don't want to spread the seed too thin.
It's like General Ripper says, the precious bodily fluids.
I think there is something to that. I think that like, that's one reason why they flood everybody with porn. Is I think like if you keep it, I know this sounds a little crazy and I'm getting a little distracted, but.
No, like boxers don't want to do it a month before they fight. But let me just clear. Exactly. I was joking.
It spikes your testosterone.
No, it does spike the testosterone. I'm not a Kennedy, but I'm no stranger to women, but I'm happily married.
You've done some banging, yeah.
No, well, maybe in my mind, but the point is.
Everybody gets it. It's not a big, everybody's been through phases.
Everybody's been through phases. The point is that I'm not banging children like Jeffrey Epstein. What do you make of all that coming out? I've been interviewing like 4 or 5 years. Man, it's all out in the open now. They're whole new, like we were kooks talking about it years ago. It's out in the open. How do you see the establishment surviving all of this?
I think it's so horrifying that that's why I know I can come across as crazy. Like I'm focusing on farming and homeschooling and I'm like talking about, you know, but I think it's like end stage situation, you know, like Rome when they put a horse in the Senate where it's so crazy bad. You know, like somebody was telling me that they work in Silicon Valley and if you call someone out for being a pedophile, like you get fired. Like they're legitimately institutionally protecting that world that I just had to detach from it because it was getting me too pissed off. So that's why I'm just like, I'm trying to raise my 4 sons really well. And innocent and, you know, do the best I can as a father and then locally. But if I look at that, you know, what they do on that level, I can be the guy ranting at the moon again and people can rightfully say that I'm coming across as angry and I'm trying to.
No, stop apologizing. We understand you're allowed to say whatever you want. This is a free country. At least it used to be. We're going to do a whole other hour with you coming up. I want to talk about some of the issues you want to hit, but you talk about embarrassment. You talk about collapsing civilization. Here's Biden saying that a stock on a gun makes the higher caliber come out at the end of the barrel, ladies and gentlemen. That is hilarious. And then we've got Fetterman, one of his latest gaffes. And by the way, you watch the whole press conference, it's all like this. Here it is.
Yeah.
Made it harder for people to buy stabilized braces. Put a pistol on a brace, it turns into a gun. Makes it more, you can have a higher caliber weapon, a higher caliber bullet coming out of that gun.
Earlier today, some comments about,
This is not the club, guys. Look, I don't want to play Fetterman. We've been doing this for the last few days and I love you to death. I want the one where he's introducing Biden. Yeah, that's what I want. Here it is.
I'm standing next to the president again, next to a collapsed bridge here. And he is here to commit to work with the governor and the delegation to make sure that we get this fixed quick, fast as well too. This is a president that is committed to infrastructure. Yeah. And then on top of that, the law of the infraction bill that is going to make sure that there's going to be bridges all across like this, all across the America getting rebuilt.
All right. We're going to start the second hour here with Owen Benjamin, owenbenjamin.com. Find all his verboten information there. I want to cover everything with him. So I'm going to try to shut up when we start the next hour, give him the floor to go over just everything. And then, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be getting on a jet airplane tomorrow, but I'll be doing the show this week, and I'm going to do a bunch of podcasts in other part of the country, and I'll leave it until it happens. So if you're ready for that, that's going to be going on. Separately, they keep reminding me. They go, Jones, if you just plug twice an hour, we have plenty of money. And if you plug once an hour, we barely make enough. But if you don't plug once an hour, we shut down. I get so amazed with Alex Rosen and of course, Daniel Estulin and now our guest that we have on currently. I forget to plug, and we will shut down, which probably be good for my mind, but not for the country and the world. So I want to thank you all for your support. I would encourage you, InfoWarsStore.com. Go there and get your turmeric toothpaste now back in stock that my dad developed, the retired dentist. No fillers, full of essential oils, so good for your gums, so good for your body. It's back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Looks like talking to you. Please order me at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm really delicious and amazing. No fluoride, fluoride-free, and no children were abused in the making of it. So, we've got that. That'll be a clip everywhere. And we got Super Female Vitality. It's the same as Super Male Vitality for 50% off. And we have Nitric Boost and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. Two amazing nootropics, that means brain power, are back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and they're both 50% off. We haven't offered these for 50% off since last Christmas. These are amazing products, and for those of you on the fence, I want you to try them. Brain Force Ultra hits in 15 minutes, only lasts 3 hours with no hangover. It is a game changer. Nobody's got something close to this. Then our Brain Force Plus is a good, basic, clean nootropic. Gives you 4 to 6 hours of amazing energy again with no hangover, no jitters. Both products back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. So get your Brain Force Ultra, your Brain Force Plus, and your Turbo Force, all exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And no, you're funding the second American Revolution, 1776 worldwide. The answer to 1984 is 1776. And the answer for energy is Brain Force. We have three original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers, that are filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste, we have the ultimate tooth whitening with coral calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So all three toothpastes in stock for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I'm standing next to the president again, next to a collapsed bridge here. And he is here to commit to work with the governor and the delegation to make sure that we get this fixed quick, fast as well, too. This is a president that is committed to infrastructure. Yeah. And then on top of that, the jewel, law of the infraction. Bill that is going to make sure that there's going to be bridges all across like this, all across America getting rebuilt.
All right, this is a short segment. Long segment's coming up. Owen Benjamin, our guest, owenbenjamin.com. Owen, great comedian, great brain, really avant-garde, fire starter. What are you going to hit? I'm turning you loose right now. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I just want to talk about how that's so broken and gone that's why I just started looking to rebuild from the ground up. Because, you know, like when I make fun of RFK Jr. sounding like two frogs are, you know, copulating in his throat, and people think that that means I like Biden. I'm like, dude, I look at the Fetterman-Biden situation and I'm seeing such a post-collapse situation where it almost looks like it is a humiliation, you know, that I got very local. I got very localized in my life and I've been really happy doing it. You know, like I know it sounds obvious, but just growing tomatoes, growing my own food, milking my goats, milking my cows. And I know that people can say that they could come and take your land and all that, but America is so vast and huge that I don't even see logistically how they
do
that.
No, they need us to comply.
Yeah, yeah. It's a free will world. Exactly, dude. It's like they want us to bend. They want us to agree. It's like the story of Job where the devil doesn't win anything unless you're like into it, unless you say yes. And so that's what the path I've been on, because I just want your listeners to know that obviously I think RFK Jr.'s message, especially when it comes to vaccines, is far superior to Joe Biden. I don't think Joe Biden should be allowed to drive a car. You know, it's like it's so far gone that's why I've kind of taken it on my shoulders to try and rebuild. I mean, my wife spins wool. I mean, I'm pretty much to a point where I don't think that these institutions should be relied on for almost anything.
And isn't the funnest part about farming and everything, at least when I've done it, because I have family that does it full time, when I did it off and on during the summers and stuff, from about 11 to 16, I would get high doing it. Like, I'd be milking cows or doing work or driving a tractor or shredding, and I, like, the day would go by, I'd be, like, zone out and be so happy, or, like, go out and pick all that, you know, a truck farm, go out and pick all that, you know, all that, you name it, you know, tomatoes, zucchini, squash, peas, and then I'd be there at night, you know, sitting around, people are playing cards, drinking beer, cracking the peas and get ready to cook them tomorrow night, or go butcher a cow, and you're slicing up this cow, and all of a sudden you're eating it that night. It's just like you get high. You go to your neighbor's house and they've cooked pies, eat dinner there. You get high living in the country. And so much of that's gone though, because now it's like satellite TVs, and you know, just the country's not what it was. But growing up in East Texas, it was amazing.
Bro, that's amazing. Like, that's exactly it. Like, what you just described is like my heaven. You know, you don't get sad. Like, depression and anxiety isn't really a natural human condition. So if you're shoveling manure and you're growing stuff and your kids are running around, like, you're so active that you don't get sad. Cause I've felt,
but you're
sad
in your, I'm interrupting you. I'm going to give you the floor next time, but you're right. Epigenetic thing that 1,000 generations did. Supposed to do it. You're supposed to have kids running around fighting while you're taking care of chickens and shoveling crap and, you know, shooting a wolf or hit it with a bow and arrow. I mean, you're yelling at the chickens like you were doing that last video.
Yeah. And it's like, and you see so much truth in it. I don't know if one of your producers can find one of my videos I did where I showed people exactly how they're controlled through goats, where you bring the goat in, you give it pornography, satellite TV, corn syrup, fluoride, whatever it is. And they put their face in and they're eating it. And then you put them in crippling debt, you know, you put the thing around their neck, and then you milk them, which is their future income. And then you castrate them, you call them brave and beautiful if you don't want them procreating. And I'm like watching this and I'm like, oh, it's just all farming. And so it's really hard to trick or deceive the farming type, the rural type. And I think that's why they're so hated amongst the establishment.
Well, not just Benjamin Franklin, mainly Thomas Jefferson obsessed on the farmers as the answer to tyranny.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it's impossible. The farmer doesn't get as deceived as easily.
We'll come back in 60 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I'm going to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book, or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate them to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Agriculture is our wisest pursuit because it will in the end, contribute most to real wealth, good morals, and happiness. Again, agriculture is our wisest pursuit because it will, in the end, contribute most to real wealth, good morals, and happiness. He'd been all over the world, or all over the Western world. He'd, you know, been graduated from college. He was like 18 years old. But Thomas Jefferson said, I've seen everybody, but the American farmer, and French historians like Alexander de Tocqueville came here and saw the same thing, really knew how to do everything. And he said, they're really hard to con, and they're really smart, and they know what's going on, and this is what we need. Because in Europe, you were still feudal serfs on the land that they controlled. These were farmers turned loose to be free, and Thomas Jefferson, that wrote our Declaration of Independence, saw them as the answer. So I know, Owen Benjamin, you go over this a lot in the change in your life there, and so you were interrupted by the break. Recap that, finish up with that, and let's talk about all the other big issues.
Yeah, and I love Thomas Jefferson. He's one of my heroes. I think he's my favorite forefather. And what you, I think the American rural productive male is extremely unique and extremely valuable. And what you were just talking about with East Texas and how you're describing that is my heaven, you know, where it's like you're out there working during the day, you have community, you have kids running around, you have productivity. At night, your tribe, you know, your family, your clan, you're talking, you're engaging in culture creation. And you don't feel that sadness or that anxiety or that constant feeling that something's wrong that you feel in an urban environment. And so I think Thomas Jefferson is right on the money. And I found that my life has gotten a lot better when I wanted to be part of the means of production, where it's, I just have this little farm stand and my wife makes soap from our goat milk and bakes bread and we have produce and eggs and butter, you know, and it's, I wake up in the morning and milk the cow and milk the goats and all that stuff. And I'll just make a couple $100, but it's the best money I've ever made because it's from the dirt, from the soil, from this unending source of power in America. And it really is unique. Like as much as the parasite class, and when we look at DC and Silicon Valley and the predation of children, all that, it's so unbelievably disgusting, especially when contrasted with the greatness of America, which is the rural farm. And that's what the founding fathers, especially Jefferson, focused on. And he's so right. You can't be deceived. You have a lot of skills. You know, like my children at 7, 4, 2, and 1, I mean, two of them are already really good at violin. You know, they're learning Latin. They have like their homeschooling curriculum is incredible. And I know I can come across as a roast comedian and be kind of quote unquote mean, but I don't really see it that way. If I do a video of it or do it in person, you can see my intention isn't to like hurt people, but I really do see the answer to be from the dirt, like from the ground up.
No, I totally agree. Let's take Bloomberg, who set up a fast track, live time trading system to literally game and rig the stock market. Now it's totally rigged with AI. Remember him about 5 years ago, he said, all farmers do, in fact, they found the quote, is stick a piece of corn on the ground and watch it grow. Their job's easy. No, it's incredibly hard. It takes incredible focus. And it's just sick. So Bloomberg sparks bipartisan outrage, for condescending remarks about farmers, you know, saying that they're idiots and they're dumb and it's so easy to just grow corn. Well, corn's easier than most stuff, but no, it's hard to do. And it's dedication, and it's and you don't control all the elements. And so to insult the people that built this country, that's a scumbag.
Total scumbag. Yeah, and he's ignorant to it, too. I mean, some people might actually be ignorant. I don't know, Bloomberg, he seems like a scumbag to me, but I didn't realize it. I got into this later in life. Me and you actually are a little reversed. Like, my upbringing was more... It was a little more detached from the natural world. My dad was a professor, and... You know, I could have easily thought that there was ignorance in the country, in the rural country. And now I see it's the exact opposite, that these people are resilient. You know, you can plant a whole garden and a deer jumps your fence, kills everything. You know, a frost comes too early, all your fruit is gone, and you have to stay grateful and stay hardworking. And those are the type of people I like. And those are the type of people that will survive any of these catastrophes. And so, I am hopeful for the future. It depends on where you're at, you know, who your friends are, what your systems are like, because, you know, I think there's a lot of people that can't resist or they can't survive through any kind of hardship. Like they don't even know where corn comes from. Like they don't know about blights. And
oh, have you seen the videos of people protesting liberals that have moved into upstate New York because they're going to have a local deer call because there's too many deer? And people come out and say, don't kill those deer. And the guys go, don't you buy hamburger meat? And they go, well, yeah, that's different. No, you're actually not even processing it. It's much more painful. They're just, they don't know where electricity comes from. They know nothing.
They know nothing. And it's the same with all animals. Like the vegans that think that they can get away with eating without killing are crazy because it's pest control. Like we have all these, raised beds. And we'll have a vole come and kill all our peas, so we have to trap it or kill it with cats or with traps or, you know, with a little vaccine pest control. And And it's hilarious because these vegans are like, oh no, I've avoided all cruelty. I'm like, the least cruel way to eat meat is hunting or organic farming of a cow or a dog.
Because a cow eats grass and that's it. They have no idea how much killing goes into farming.
Exactly. It's all killing. It's all death. And it's beautiful.
Because what you said about deer is nobody in a real farm is following the season, and all the game wardens turn their head. When the deer keep jumping the fences and eating your crops, you kill them, you eat the meat, and then the deer learn to not come in there. But again, they don't get what goes on here, what agriculture took to push the animals out.
Yeah, yeah. And they're supposed to be eating it. When you kill a deer, they have the perfect amount of brains to tan the hide. It's almost like God made it to eat. You just open it up. The meat's all right there. And that's their purpose. And another thing that farming teaches you is that death isn't even scary. Like, one of the biggest driving forces of modern insanity is this super fear of death. And when you see a lot of death, you know that it's not the end. You know, I don't know specifically what happens when you die, but I'm pretty comfortable with death at this point. And it's not really that scary. Like, animals die. You eat them. People die, you know, they go on, their soul goes on, and this place is a blessing. And so when you live that way, when you live a more rural lifestyle, these Bloomberg types almost appear like insane, like the level of insanity is so nuts that
billionaires, most of the, they're all running to the country to build their own redoubts and farms while they tell us what idiots we are.
Oh, totally. Yeah. And they keep, and that, well, the beauty of where I live in North Idaho, and one reason why I picked it, is because the winters are so hard and there's so little, you know, infrastructure for some of these people that all these Californians moved in and then they all left because one winter here and they went home. They went somewhere else because it's so hard to live here in the winters that it keeps the weak out. I think it's a real pest control because, you know, these people are fleeing what is collapsing and try to tell everyone how to live, like to not have a gun. You know, cause everybody has all these things that they see guns as. Oh, you have a gun. It means you want to hurt people. It's like, no, it means I want to protect my animals, protect my family. You know, everybody is against guns until there's hyenas, until there's coyotes and wolves at the door. And then you have to, like, the idea of owning a gun is about love. It's not about hatred. And so these people, they have these, they really are very damaged. It's very Mouse-utopia. I don't know if you've ever seen the Mouse-utopia experiment, but it's
I have. Well, I mean, look, the average leftist has been brought up in a high rise. Everything is DoorDash. Everything is Uber Eats. They literally are obsolete. And I love how Noah Harari, who couldn't find his ass with both hands, he literally tells us we're obsolete.
Yeah, it's upside down world. It's inversion. Family is wealth, you know, money is debt. You know, I tell this to my listeners a lot, and these people are, everything they say is inverted. And that's one reason why I can see through a lot of psyops. I'm not clairvoyant or anything. It's just like, once I've identified a nonsense machine, I'm like, okay, everything they say is the opposite because they live in an upside down reality. It's inverted. And so
it is. So how do we get out of an upside down world? I know you're saying, well, I'll individually get out of it, but the collapse is coming. It's going to really hurt a lot of people. You're probably safe where you're at. I'm probably screwed where I'm at. Let's talk about it with Ellen Benjamin straight ahead. Stay with us.
I want to thank all of you over the years who have supported InfoWars financially and with word of mouth and prayer. All the success that we've had together against the globalists, the fact that we're not caught flat-footed during their major takeover is because of you. Humanity has a real fighting chance. I just want to thank you all for buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, like books and films and supplements and water filtration, air filtration, so much more. But for those of you that want to actually give us a straight donation so we get almost 100% of the money to fund our operation during this critical time, go to InfoWarsStore.com and right at the top, you'll see a link to make a straight donation. A one-time donation of $5, $10, $50, or a recurring donation you can cancel anytime. I want to thank all you that have donated. I want to encourage those of you out there that want to support freedom to take action now and be part of the global awakening, the new renaissance that's countering the Great Reset, by going to InfoWarsStore.com and clicking on the donate button and giving today. Thank you so much for your support. Please take action.
You wanted to plug Rainforest. Do you like Rainforest?
Yeah. So my name is Ken Heckenlatley. How do I write all the books that I do? 4 books with Dr. Judy Mikovits, 4 books with Project Veritas Whistleblowers, and now 2 books with Alex Jones. That's because I use Brainforce every day. What I always need is I always need some sort of boost in the morning. And so, you know, I try to exercise, eat well, take good vitamins. But the one thing that I have really found that makes a difference is Brainforce. I'll take Brainforce in the morning right before I go to my computer, and I'm good for the next 4 or 5 hours writing a whole lot of stuff. So it really is true that Brainforce is something I use every day, and it helps me with my writing.
All right, we love you. We'll be right back. Get your Brainforce Plus, Brainforce Ultra, and Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number 2. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I'm going to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book, or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support. Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Rainforest Plus is great. Rainforest Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I didn't get Owen Benjamin on here to nostalgize, that's a word, to go through nostalgia of growing up. But I grew up in a suburb of Dallas. But from the time I was 11, we were blessed enough that we had people I could go work for. My parents didn't want me to be a complete wimp who didn't care about so-called child labor laws. So when I was 11, starting when I was 11, they put me for like 2 months out of the summer working for a major ranch next door to our ranch that we'd sold to decades before. Big, nice ranch with Black Angus, you name it. So I only worked there like 2 months, but at first it was really hot. It was crazy, 100-something degrees. But I got, after being there a month, because they had thousands of cattle, okay, and they were out open range. They also fed them. 3 or 4 days a week, 18-wheelers would pull up, and it would be my job with a few other people, most of them a little 14, 15, 16, to get up there and to get all the feed off and then to go load it. And I got to where, after a month of doing it, a couple days a week, like I loved it when the trucks pulled in, usually about 2 of them to climb in there and get it all out and do it. And I loved when they'd say, go to this, you know, this hay barn and, you know, grab all this hay and move it here or whatever. I also worked there some in the winter. And then over the years, I worked there a lot. I got kicked out of high school for fighting for a year when I was 15. So I worked for a large animal vet that I met through that for a year. Incredible work, learned so much, industrial level vet. We're talking about taking cows to slaughterhouses, getting ready for that. That was part of the job. Artificial insemination. It was just amazing. And I'm telling you, I got to where 5 a.m., alarm clock goes off, grandma's cooking you breakfast, truck pulls by, picks you up, 6:30 a.m., you're in a truck with a bunch of cowboys going out to dehorn 5,000 cattle. And at the end of the day, you're not just paid that money. They go, here's $500. You did a good job on top of your money. Now we're going to get whiskey. And I'd be driving back and they'd be pulling off the whorehouses and I'd just go, don't take me home. But I'm telling you, man, that's what Texas is all about. And that culture just is not around anymore. Owen Benjamin, you got any stories top that?
No, those are pretty intense stories. I know guys that are in that world and it does look pretty amazing. My world is a little more, smaller scale. Like I have four cows, but I have seen them get artificially inseminated. And, it's so funny. Like my sperm guy, I call him my sperm guy, who comes by with like a truck filled with cow sperm. And he's always super giggly. And it seems like he's not even like that into cows. And I'm like, why do you do this job? Like you don't even seem that into cows. He just like giggles. And I'm like, you're into the sperm.
But well, what's incredible about these rednecks is these are not the all hat, no cattle rednecks. These people would work from 7 a.m. until nighttime like crazed maniacs. It was like completely a macho. And you know what I'm talking about? Like that's what built America. And most of these cowboys had like a gravel truck and you know, a cement truck. I mean, they're just maniacs.
Yeah, they're the toughest guys I've ever known. Like those type of guys. They can just hit the ground and be trampled. And because I know a few guys up here that do, rodeos and they're the toughest people I've ever known to a point where it's very intimidating, where I don't think they actually feel a lot of pain. But, yeah, I'm not on that level. I'm more of like a day walker between the worlds. Like,
the point is just you and a family farm's way to do it. You don't have to be the extreme crazy East Texas cowboy, but you got plenty of them there in Idaho and Montana and Wyoming. It's definitely something else.
Yeah, and I don't think you're necessarily effed where you are, by the way. Like, I don't think that, you know, I think some people get a little worried if they live in a more urban environment. But when the collapse starts falling apart, I don't see it as just like Mad Max. I see it as like people with a lot of despair and a lot of, you know, addiction to comfort. They're just going to start crumbling. But if you have that fire in you and if you are willing to work hard and you have friends, I really don't see, you know, I don't see it as catastrophic as other people see it. Like, I think that you can survive wherever you are as long as you have some access to production, whether it's 20 miles away on a farm or whatever. You know, I think that's going to be more mouse utopia. Like, people.
No, I agree. You're going to have all the leftists in their own bubble being abused, being told we're all dying in the countryside.
Yeah, exactly. And I think they're just going to be, you know, goggles. Like this world that isn't even real, they're just going to be reinforcing all these like lies in their head and they'll just start withering away. So I actually see it as a time where it's like a pruning tree where it's going to be cut back a lot. And then that'll lead to more growth if you show up. You know, one of my friends has a phrase where he says, you know, life rewards those who show up. And so if you're willing to take these stands and you don't even have to be super aggressive about it. Like I used to be more aggressive. And you just know what's wrong. You're not lying to yourself. You know, lying to yourself is the worst thing you can do. And you're like, you know, the marriage is not slavery. Money is not like the goal of the world. These children are not learning anything. And with this race stuff and the trans stuff, it's all obviously evil. So if you just start breaking away from that, the future actually looks pretty bright for you because there's going to be a lot of opportunities opening up and a lot of resources opening up for people that don't break or don't buckle. That's my
opinion. That's my next question. We talked about the rural aspect. That's just an archetype of emancipating the soul and getting out of the matrix.
Yeah.
How do you expect this collapse to go down? Because I agree with what you said earlier. I think we're already in it.
Oh, we're way in it, man. We're way in it. I think it's but it's all free will. I think that there's going to be an introduction of central bank digital currency, UBI. It's going to be really comfortable. It's going to feel great for people. I think they're going to attach it somehow to a biological ID, like whether it's retinal or something like that. And then I think people are going to be very comfortable. They're going to be comforted to sleep. It's going to be like hospice, you know? And I think if you're you don't have to go crazy. You don't have to go full Amish, but if you're anything outside of that and you can see it for what it is, it could become, you know, just another one of the layers of the scam, like Social Security or something. But if you dive head first into that and become one of these bubble people, I think that you're just going to be lulled to an early death and, you know, you won't have a family to live on and it's just going to suck for a lot of people.
Yeah, no one to protect you when the state euthanizes you.
Right. And I think it's going to be presented as a solution. I don't think it's going to be like fire and brimstone. I think it's going to be like, you know, Are you an organ phobe where you're not willing to give up your organ for more? You know what I'm saying? It's like, I think
no, that's precisely
be,
it. Like, you're not willing to agree to be euthanized in a year for the earth? I mean.
What, you want to kill the earth? Like, you're not willing to give up your liver to a minority group? Like, what, do you hate East Indians? You know, it's going to be the same scam they always do where you're full of hate if you don't give up, blah, blah, blah. And the key is just don't go with it.
Well, that's it. The left trains you to start with little things like don't say the N-word. I'm like, well, I like black people don't hurt their feelings. Okay, next can't say mother or father. Just exactly. They train you to give in. Then it becomes more and more they want.
That's why know thyself is so important. Like, I never stopped saying the N-word because I knew it wasn't hate. You know, I know for a fact it's not hate because I know myself. And in my world, like in my comedic world, if I give up a word, that's like giving up like a color if you're an artist. You know, I can't give up a group. If I'm going to make fun of the Danish people, the Canadians, if I'm going to make fun of Christians and Muslims, I'm going to have to make fun of Jewish people. And it's like, and I know in my heart I don't have hate. So, but now I'm starting to pull back from all of that. I'm just starting to be like, you know what? I'm just going to focus on growth and, you know, being grateful and stuff like that. Cause I think in the end of the day, that's going to be the real struggle is staying, keeping your morale, keeping your gratitude, keeping your, that fire that you talked about with the Texas guys, where you can work all day dehorning cows and still like hang out with the boys at the fire. Like that's what America is. And so, as a comedian, you know, I've like held lines that seem a little crazy. Like, why not just stop saying the N-word? But I'm like, you know, I know I do see pretty far down the road where if you give that up, why not more words? And South Park did a lot.
Well, that's what I'll stay there. Let's come right back and talk about that because it's really, really important. And I mean, they're openly saying that they want to arrest people that are against forced vaccination. So it's all in the same vein. We'll be right back.
In the short time we have, I can't get into all the incredible ingredients in Superfemo Vitality. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, read about the ingredients, look them up for yourself, and then understand, this is cold-pressed herbs, so it has a more powerful effect in the body. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Supermel Vitality is selling out. It's an incredible formula for stamina, energy, libido. Only a few hundred bottles left. But the good news is we have several thousand bottles left of Superfemo Vitality. That's the same formula. It boosts men. It boosts women. It works great. But women like pink labels. Men like different color labels. So it works for men as well. It's the same formula. It's an incredible formula. And it funds our operation. And here's another important part of the overall information. It's 50% off for a limited time. So get your Super Female Vitality for men and women at InfoWarsStore.com right now for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. Super Female Vitality, 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. for a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism. Get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula, that's Brain Force Ultra, that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night, but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it at, say, 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something. And boom, or writing an article or writing a book. And then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews, but if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We got to do a commercial-free podcast. Those are really popular. They get about 2 million views. I haven't done them in months on Saturday because I've been so busy. We got to get Owen Benjamin back on the broadcast soon. We only got like 27 minutes left. And then the great Owen Schroyer takes over with the War Room, owenbenjamin.com. But I was thinking about this during the break because a friend of mine just sent me a photo of a man opening his car door but leaning through the window to put his credit card in the computer there to get the gas in the credit card reader. And people look at these videos and think they're fake. They've gone out and interviewed the women, the media has. I saw stories that they really put gasoline in plastic bags when a hurricane's coming to hold the gasoline because they buy everything else in their life and put it in a plastic bag. Well, this must be good, even though it eats through it in about 10 seconds. And the video, the media went and interviewed the woman because they saw her license plate that was trying to charge the Tesla. And she said, well, I just bought the car and I was tired that day. Now I'm not putting women down. It's just mainly these are women doing this. These are real videos. And a lot of men are like this too, but women particularly, you know, on average, it's that, you know, part of the graph that's really high, do not understand anything operates, but they're the most likely to believe in the system because they're disconnected from it. So if a farmer is the closest to reality because they're having to make it or break it, or a rancher, or, you know, an oil field worker, women's jobs mainly are now not taking care of children. It's just working in a corporate la-la land. I'm not singling women out. But how are they going to deal with the collapse of society? Because to me, that's frightening because it's hard to keep civilization going. And if you even have a birth rate of 10-20% beneath replacement rate of 2.2, you have collapse. Well, not just replacement rate has collapsed, Owen, but the general public. I mean, I remember my dad's dad. My other grandfather was about as technical as I am. He knew how to do basic stuff. He could roof the house and, you know, fix the stove. But my dad's dad had combines and everything. And I remember him, like, taking Folgers cans and welding them on to fix parts because he didn't want to pay for them. And, you know, like, just like a mad demon, like, doing everything. You just walk out, shoot a squirrel and skin it in 2 minutes and fry it up for lunch. I mean, you name it. You know, butcher a cow in like 4 hours, just like a machine. And I think about a guy like that versus these people, that's like a god compared to a monkey. I mean, it's not even, I cannot imagine how much the brain trust that we've lost.
Oh yeah, 100%. To the point where that's one reason why I tap out of trying to understand some things that are going on, because I genuinely don't always understand how much people have fallen out there. And some of my friends have explained to me that I live in a bubble with putting the trans on the can. I started thinking like it had to be on purpose. Like they're trying to destroy Bud Light on purpose, or it's to get an ESG. I couldn't imagine people being that crazy and dumb. But then some of my other friends are like, dude, you don't even know, man, the world they live in, they're that crazy now. And so that's why I'm not always aware. Like I'm pretty good to see through spells and stuff like that and kind of have a good, take on the world because of my lifestyle. But yeah, I mean, they don't know where their food comes from. They don't know anything about, you know, the life they're in. They're under so many assumptions and spells that they're just these docile kind of slave people. And those are some of the most entitled people. Like, they're some of the people that are the most aggressive, the most, you know, dependent. And yeah, I don't know, man. I think that, yeah, the birth rate is a serious problem. And these women, a lot of times women can latch on to the strong masculine character. And if that masculine character is the state or the corporation or their boss or whatever, they can be sent down these paths of complete self-destruction. And it is pretty humiliating.
It's going to be spectacular. And I agree with you. The collapse, we're well into it now, but how far does it go?
I think, I don't know. I mean, I couldn't have imagined that it went to like Fetterman, you know, and now we're past that. Like when the COVID thing first started and people were wearing a mask and then sitting down and taking off their mask, I was like, how can this be? Cause it wasn't even the mask. If you actually thought that there was something in the air and you wore a mask, that's all right. That's not really insane. Like, that is a valid response to if you think there's something in the air. The crazy part was when they would follow these rules that made no sense, where if you thought there was something in the air, why would you take it off then when you sit down at the table? You know, and it was those moments where I started seeing real mental illness. Because just wearing a mask isn't actually mental illness if you're always wearing it. Like, let's say if you actually do think the threat is in the air, you can wear a mask. That's fine. Like, I have the opposite problem. I was so gung-ho against masks that I wasn't wearing a mask one day, cleaning out my chicken coop, and I actually had like a cough for like a month. It was hilarious.
Oh, no. You need to wear a mask when it's a hot, dusty day and you're on a tractor. There's a place for masks.
Yeah, there's a place for masks. And if you thought that there was something in the air and you wore a mask, I'm not judging you at all. It's when you would wear it. They started making these nonsense, these like nonsense rules where it's like, you know, hop on one leg because it's Friday or you hate your grandmother. That's when I'm like, oh, these people are pretty.
Well,
much
it was. I mean, like a woman has a baby and then they put up a plastic barrier between her and the baby. That the baby just
insane.
Came out of her. I mean, those are real photos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or people in bands inside pods at the high school. It's all just see what you get these people to do. It's all a cult exploding. They knew it came out a year and a half after it that the major intelligence agencies and militaries of the world used weapons grade psyops that were illegal to use on Muslims. Some of the top guys went on OAN and exposed it, who'd actually written the protocols for this. They wouldn't use this on foreign enemies, but they use it on us to, quote, mind control and terrorize the public. So the public really are victims of mind control. But they look to be victims of all this other imaginary racism. How about your victims of the deep state mind control? Because they admit they did it.
Yeah, and I saw the techniques. I mean, my dad was a persuasion professor, you know, went to Oxford. You know, I grew up with people that, you know, they weren't doing like black ops sites and stuff. It was more about how news broadcasts work. Like, my dad taught Al Roker and people like that. It was more how to speak to persuade. So I got interested in some of that stuff, and I looked into how, what happens in camps and what they developed in World War II and all this stuff. And when I saw them do it on the mass population, one of them is just keep changing the rules, keep changing the information, you know,
get them off balance.
Yeah. Always off balance, always, and exhaust them and repetition of the same hooks, the same, you know, 2 weeks to stop the curve, 2 weeks and whatever it is. I'm like, holy shit, they're doing it here. And I have some listeners that used to be in intelligence agencies, and they're like, man, I got a little freaked out when some of the shit we used to do overseas started happening here. And I'm like, yeah. And the good news about this, so why people shouldn't be super terrified, is it's all consent. And so the key is don't break, you know thyself, know what is right and wrong.
Well, that's my problem. And it seems like that with you and a lot of the people, what globalists aren't understanding is historically you can get 80% of people under a new psyop to go along with you. But the next time you try it, now only 50% go along, but there's always a large minority that is immune to it and becomes highly activated by it. And now that's happened. And you look at this giant story with RFK Jr. and this rat-like creature, Peter Hotez, like you said, like a literal out of central casting gremlin. Why would they double down and try to bully RFK Jr. and Joe Rogan not knowing they've got all this populist support, whether they're pure or not. The point is, why did this guy think with his CNBC, CNN audience, he was going to beat the new media? I mean, it's just, these guys don't get it. Oh, you got 300,000 viewers. You show up against somebody with 50 million, dumbass. They don't seem to get that. Just because you're wearing a little white lab coat, you little monkey, you little flying monkey, doesn't mean you're in charge anymore, you dumb bastard.
Yeah, one thing I've stepped away from is I don't know how aware people are. I used to think I did, and then I would come up with generalizations that I now think are kind of false. Like, I used to think that there was people that were more aware of what they were doing, and they were more responsible for, like, their actions against me, and I was a little more aggressive. And then I realized that they don't know anything. Like, they're some of the most blind people in the world. So the central cast in Gremlin, does he actually believe what he's saying? Does he actually think he's winning? Does he actually? I have no idea. And it's so dumb and so crazy that it appears like it's all intentional and it's all script and all that. But I've seen, like, what you just showed with the gasoline and the plastic bag and all that. You know, I don't always understand the depths of depravity and the depths of self-deceit. And so that's why I kind of tap out. Like, I can't ascribe motivation anymore, because I think some of the best actors for these psyops are true believers, where they actually think what they're doing is quote unquote good, because I don't know if they can keep it all straight in their head. And so that's why I focus on gardening and stuff like that, and just making fun of the way people talk. You know, I'm like, I'm a pretty, when people call me childish, that's true. Like, most of my jokes are like a 5-year-old says them. And so I actually like to stay in that zone, because I have no idea what the gremlin knows, or if, you know, or like what is scripted anymore, because it's just so unbelievably dumb to me, you know?
All right. Well, I've been asking a lot of questions here. In the time we have left, what else do you expect to happen, or what do you think's important? What do you see going on? Obviously, they've got that American psycho, Gavin Newsom. He's obviously running for president. How are they going to get rid of Biden with a year and a half to the election? So they got to get rid of him the next 6-8 months. How is that going to look like? I'm sure it's Gavin Newsom. What do you think?
I just think for your listeners that it's very important to stay grounded and avoid idols, whether it's RFK or Gavin Newsom, anybody. Like avoid idols. And also, they're just going to keep doing more and more nonsense. And so the more you can stay grounded in reality, the stronger you'll be. Because what I see is a heightened dependency, heightened lies. They're going to use the same shame techniques, the same appeal to victim consciousness to get you to give up more. You know, if you own a gun, you hate victim, or you hate these innocent victims. Or if you keep your liver, it means you hate the victims of sickle cell anemia, or whatever spell they do. Just be very, the real N-word is no. And so keep that in your lexicon, and just understand that fear is the devil's language. Anger is the devil's cocaine. Now, these are the things that get you to do nonsense, and watch out for it no matter what direction it goes in. Because a lot of times you'll identify who you think is doing it, and they're puppets too. Like, it really is like a hall of mirrors. And so focus on what you love, focus on your health, focus on nature, focus on God, gratitude, and just have fun with it. And people are not going to stop criticizing you and calling you names and stuff. And just, you know, the whole biblical, they know not what they do. If you keep that in your heart, which is very hard to do in these times, because it's going to get pretty gnarly, I think, and it already is gnarly, the more you do that, the stronger you'll be. And if you fall off that wagon and you go astray, just say it's all good. And like a cattle rancher that we talked about, just dust yourself off and just keep crushing.
I understand what you're saying. You're saying ignore Gavin Newsom and, you know, ignore Trump, ignore RFK Jr., but they're going to get a lot of attention. They're going to build hope, whether they're real or not. And I think Trump means well. I think RFK Jr. means well. Both of them are impure vessels. We all are. And so, if I just go and try to farm all day, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing.
I get what you're saying.
I'm not saying this guy's going to save us, but I need, if they look like they might be good, I'm not betting on them. I'm not being a chump, but I'm saying, I can't then not back something that might F up the New World Order. Here's what I'm trying to say. Who do you like better? Trump, DeSantis, RFK Jr., Giffords.
I mean, okay. No, I totally get what you're saying, and that's a valid criticism. Like when people just so I would recommend that view them as your servant, and then you can be involved in it. Like you can get excited about a campaign, you can get excited about a politician, but never forget, this is very important, never forget that they work for you.
And, no, it's like going into a restaurant, you're the boss. Yeah, yeah. You're going to order the food, exactly. You're in charge.
Yeah, and so if you remember that you're in charge of the politician, that the state is supposed to serve the individual, the free man, you know, then take part in whatever you want. And so if you keep that
in
mind,
don't become a cult member that follows the
records. Yeah, 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 exactly. And then I almost see it as no matter who's in there, with the exception of someone who's like legitimately mentally deficient, like a Biden or somebody like that, they could, the more you hold them accountable and the more you voice opposition when they go off the path and the more you don't hold them above you, the better job they'll do and the more they'll actually, you know, do a good job.
Well, I think that's the biggest takeaway of 3.5 years of Pentagon, British Ministry of Defense, Australian military. It's all the folks looking up on the Telegraph. Military ran psychological warfare to brainwash and terrorize public. These are headlines, okay? Army experts boost NATO fight against COVID disinformation. This is what they did. They threw everything at us, and still now it's blown up in their face, and almost everybody understands they were lied to. So as powerful it seems up front, they are not all powerful if we just hold the line. But here's the issue, Owen. How do you think they're going to strike back next? Because they're not going to give up. A bigger war, Russia, Ukraine, a new bioweapon release. What do you think?
I've thought about that a lot. I'm not sure. I think the next thing they want is more reliance on economic dependency, and they want a controllable, a programmable dollar, which would be central bank digital currency, like the merger of the crypto and the dollar, so that you can have it completely private and you can program someone whether or not they're capable of using a dollar based on their social credit score and based on how, you know, like you can only spend money within 30 miles of your home, 50 miles of your home. Oh, we don't like this opinion. 10 miles of your home. You're not allowed to buy this, this, this. So that's,
and by the way, I'm glad you raised this. I want you to speak to it. I had this ready for you today to ask you about this, because I was going to say to you, the biggest threat is the digital central bank digital currencies, the ESGs.
Yeah.
And now it's official. United Nations planning digital ID linked to bank accounts. They admit the whole thing, a social credit score program. Talk about that.
Yeah, yeah. And so that's their, when you know where someone wants to go, like whether you're in sports or whatever, you focus on where they're trying to go, and that's the best information you can have. And so clearly what they want is control over buying and selling and who gets to do it and why. And that's the ultimate control of behavior. And so the key to that is, because there's nothing you can really do about what these people do. And if they roll it out, that's what they're going to do. But the key is to not think it's good, you know, to not like get on your knees with an open mouth begging for them to feed you, then you're in a really bad spot. But they're going to keep trying to do this. And so that's why I find it very important to create local communities, local economies, barter, trade, productivity. You know, somebody has an ability to do carpentry or plumbing and you have fresh tomatoes, you can exchange that. And when they roll that out, the more people are not super gung-ho about it, the more it's not an idol, the less controlling it will be. Like it could be, you know, a central bank digital currency comes out, everybody has universal basic income based on their retinal whatever, and it just kind of goes like Social Security. It's just kind of like a lie and kind of a Ponzi scheme, but no one's really super into it. And that would be a much better situation than if everybody is like, oh, here comes the great savior of man, central bank digital currency, crypto, you know, universal basic income, so no one ever feels pain or starves again. That's a pretty dangerous situation, because that's what they want to do. So I don't know what they're going to try and do, but it's going to be a massively destabilizing event to get people economically desperate enough to accept that. And because everything's consent-based in the satanic realm, it's always like contractual consent-based. Like you have to agree to it or else, you know, I believe that the highest jurisdiction of God, the creator, doesn't allow just naked tyranny unless you consent, with fear and all that stuff. And so that's what I see coming. I think it's going to be an economic thing, and it's going to be people that say, I have no other choice, and they sign up for a currency that is completely controlled based on your behavior, which is, you know, the wet dream of any controlling apparatus.
Well, you said it perfectly there, my friend. So in closing, in the few minutes we have left, I hope you'll join us again the next few weeks. Hope we'll come on the other shows. What else is on your radar screen? Because I've kind of been guiding this discussion. It's been very thought-provoking.
Oh, that's about it, man. I mean, we're just like, what's on my radar screen? I just do live streams every day on unauthorized.tv or Rumble or Odyssey or any of those places. I'm still not a lot on YouTube or anything, but I feel like they are kind of loosening up a little bit on the ability to speak on some of these platforms, like Twitter let me back on and a few other places. And so I'm just looking for stuff to get interested in, you know, like, I'm looking to encourage my kids to play music and what they're teaching, what I'm teaching them. And just, I'm recording another hour special over Labor Day in Missouri. We crowdfunded some land in Missouri. So we're going to have a massive event there, BertariaTimes.events. And so I'm going to record another special and, just really focus on what I do well, which is just comedy and community building. And, you know, I'm getting a little better at farming, but you know, I'm trying to get in shape. I got a little, fat from, my wife was pregnant for 7 straight years. So I just kept like snacking. And so I'm down like 35 pounds, which is pretty cool. So I'm just trying to focus on that.
Because well, that's awesome, brother. You're looking good. So let me raise this point in closing. What do you think the average person, I'm serious. What do you think the average person should do just individually that'll help turn this thing around? Plant a garden, pray to God, you know, get back to what's, you know, common sense. What would you advise folks to do?
That's a great question. I think a lot of it is to avoid victim consciousness. So you're a victor, not a victim. And no, and everything that quote unquote is being done to you right now is an opportunity. So because, you know, I've had a lot of, things that I was a little resentful for over the years, like being, you know, kicked out of my profession in Hollywood and a lot of betrayals and all that. And looking back with some hindsight, it freed me up in a lot of ways. Like I would have been on the road all the time. I, you know, you can make a good living doing it yourself, just directly doing comedy for the people that want to
hear
it.
You wouldn't be breeding like rabbits. You wouldn't have half those kids.
Exactly.
You're like, instead of more money and a bunch of bars late at night and cigarette smoke, I've got all these great kids. This is awesome.
Yeah, I would have missed all those ovulation cycles. Exactly. and so, yeah, I think that's what I would, cause I don't know the exact answer and you don't have to be a farmer. Like everybody has their craft or whatever they're good at.
But the biggest crop is men and women having children. You got one hell of a crop now. I'm a little bit envious right now.
Yeah, I know. I get envious of people with a lot of kids. You know, I'm always just like I have friends with like 8 kids and I'm like, ooh, and they'll like live in a trailer. And I'm just like, I'm legitimately envious of them because I'm just like, that's where it's at. Family is what it's all about. And family with a lot of, you know, and really focus on your kids and try and like raise them up properly. And so that's what, and so my advice to people is, you know, whatever you see as a hardship, like think about those ranchers that Alex was talking about that would just dust themselves up, pop off.
They didn't think of it. They were like throwing themselves into it like a religion. They were enjoying it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, not to sound masochistic, but enjoying the pain is pretty, it's, you know, whatever is causing you hardship, like get into it. Be like, this is making me stronger. And stay grateful. Like every heartbeat you have, every breath you take is a gift. And this place is pretty awesome, regardless of the fact. And even the parasites, like even these provocateurs, like these like, you know, governmental agency type psychopaths. It's like, even view them as a challenge, you know, view them as just another thing to get through. Where they can still operate and you can still have a great day and they help you burn the dead wood and see what is bad in your life that you need to change. And bear in mind, I can't always do that. Like sometimes I get angry. Sometimes I act like
no, what you said is heavy. I've finally matured the last few years. I'm like thankful to my persecutors because they taught me so much. Doesn't mean they're not horrible scum, but like you said, it sharpened me. And I'm like, man, that I really am thankful.
Yeah, like look at you, like that thing you went through. It's like of all the crimes in the world, look at how hard they pulled you through that. And it'd be so easy to give up and play the victim and, you know, be the persecuted. But the fact you didn't and the fact you're still going, they're torturing themselves with their worldview. They're destroying their own system of control by not playing by the rules, by being so nakedly unfair. And it really is like they're actually the victims. Like that's the irony about all of this is like, if your entire modus operandi, like your whole world realm-wide control is these contracts and systems of laws, and you're that nakedly unfair, you're going to lose trust with the public. You're going to lose trust with yourself and the people around you. And, you know, the money is just like it's not really a way to figure out who's winning and who's losing.
Confidence in them has collapsed. We just have to build the future and we win. And we have to because they're done. We better build the future and you're doing it.
Exactly.
Owen Benjamin, very impressive. OwenBenjamin.com. People can find all your great work there. Thank you so much. Amazing interview.
Thanks, Alex.
Very impressive, smart guy. I love watching his clips. I'm glad he's back on the show. I should have got him on earlier. Glad he came on. Such a friendly guy. Okay, that's it. I'm out of here. Until tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. At 8 a.m. Central, Harrison Smith. And then Owen Schroyer goes live about 3 minutes out of the studio, 50 feet from me. He's always ready to go. Infowars.com/show. That's it for this transmission. Great job putting up with me today, crew.
You're going to want to pay attention to what I'm about to say in the next 60 seconds. Two new incredible products are now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. They are both clones of national best-selling products from a major pharmaceutical slash supplement maker that are listeners and patriots that are allowing us to private label it at a lower price than you'll find in stores. It's Joint Relief Max and Nerve Renew. Both of these have known documented natural compounds to lower pain and to also make your nerves healthier, which is one of the major reasons nerves get irritated and are more inductive to pain. There's major research behind this all. You need to get Joint Relief Max from InfoWars MD and Nerve Renew from InfoWars MD exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Introducing them both, 25% off. You'll find them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and they fund their operation.
They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says InfoWars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited issue shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.